Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him! It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Ball Street. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. You already know what it is, man. It's Friday. Turn your ants up. Turn your radios up. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the mix with you. Definitely want to shout out our sponsors, Team Studios. You know what I'm saying? They definitely doing a 1-2. That's our new home in the New York area in the Bronx. You can always come to our studio out there and definitely come through. Get your mixing and mastering recording needs. We'll be throwing a commercial in a few, you know what I'm saying, to give you that info. Tonight, you know, we're going to have the wonderful and beautiful Rose Tador live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm saying it the right way because it's kind of French or something. But this girl is bad, yo. Trinidad, Tobago born. You know, she's standing 5'10". She's looking so seductive. She's a model doing a thing in South Florida. And shout out to my man, Reds, for providing this interview. We also going to be having our girl, The Rawness, live in the building. Her Rawness live in the building, representing the DMV area, female MC. And then Mello Khan, representing the West Coast. He's an MC live in the building. And we're going to be having some hottest music from your boy, Little One. He's going to be calling to the show. He might call into the show, but we're going to play a couple of his songs. And we want to get your feedback on how you feel. That make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and call in at 347-826-7722. We live in the freaking building. You got a caller from the 719. Caller from the 719. You're live in the building. Online. What's popping, baby?
Hey, this is Rose Tartier.
What up? What's up with you, you beautiful, sexy, tantalizing young lady? What's up with you, boo-boo?
Hi, how are you? I'm just down here doing my thing, you know, modeling and everything.
That's what's up. We got to give you some, you know, some claps and everything. Yes, I love you, Rose.
You
know what I'm saying? We doing it real big, live at Lush Radio Online. Before we get into it, though, I got to definitely shout out Reds, you know what I'm saying, for providing us with this interview, you know what I'm saying, tonight. And this lady is beautiful, very talented and everything like that. So, and definitely if you want to book us, check out Seven Figure Entertainment and everything like that. So, before we get into it, Rose, do you got any shout outs to anything like that, baby?
Well, actually, I mean, I just want to shout out to my manager, Red. I mean, he's the one that's been supporting me and helping me get through everything. And also, you know, my family, my mom and my dad, they're like my main supporters. So I definitely have to thank them, too.
Yo, you really got the Trinidad and Tobago accent, girl. You know, that's what I'm talking about, girl. That's what it is. So I'm saying, what's up with the Palau and the Polari, you know, the Kalaloo? What's up, girl? Can you cook some more?
Of course. I need doubles. I need curry. Of course. Come now.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I love Trinidad, and I love the whole festival, the Carnival, Bacanal. They'll be going down out there, too, man. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So, talk to us, young lady. I mean, you standing 5'10". You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you taller than the average female. You know, that's runway models height right there, man. And you definitely look like you looking like some high fashion type modeling. You know, when you first, you know, before you got into the whole modeling thing, were you like, am I going to do basketball? Am I going to do modeling? Or it was just straight up a model? Talk to us.
Well, actually, when I first started off, like, my whole dream actually was just to be an actor, an actress. And, you know, I just kept getting feedback from everybody. They're like, yeah, but you're so tall, you should really do modeling. And, you know, I never really took it serious until, like, I actually got on the runway and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it really started, the modeling aspect of it. I mean, I've always loved being in front of a camera. I've always wanted to do acting. So, you know, I just figured that the modeling would definitely give me a step in because, I mean, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to act, sing, model. Like, you know, I can dance, of course, I'm Ireland, so that's given, you know. But it's just, you know, having all those talents and, you know, really making it blossom, like, you know, bringing something new to the industry.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, being, tell us about some of the experiences being a model. Something like, have you gone overseas or have you stayed, more, you know, in the United States? Have you had, experiences going out of the country and stuff to do some modeling also?
Yes, I have. I actually have done modeling in Trinidad and Tobago, with Fantasy Fox Entertainment, which is another managing company that I have, overseas. And, I've also been in a show with Tyson Beckford. I don't know if you know about that model, where he was the host of it in Trinidad and Tobago. Nick Fashion. I've done photography for Sancho Francisco. I mean, these are big names in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly, that's like, my career basically, you know, just started on the rise in Trinidad and Tobago. And then I came over here, and then, you know, I met up with Fred, and then he just started taking off from there as well.
Yeah, girl. I mean, I was looking at the pictures. I said, oh, you're hot, girl. You're hot. Definitely hot, man. And a good thing I like about you is that, you know, you got that slim figure, but you know what I'm saying? Everything is proportional, and you have a beautiful face, you know, for print work, and also you got the body for high fashion runway and even magazine covers, you know. And you have this whole elegant look to you, you know, that, and you have these, like, you know, seductive eyes. So you definitely threat to these men out there when you, you know, coming and gracing them covers of them magazines and then hitting the runway. You fierce, girl. You fierce.
Well, thank you so much.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
I got my co-host. I don't bless too much because I know you win, so I know it's going to show up.
You're right.
You know, but she's definitely cute, guys. You gotta definitely check her out. I got my co-host calling in live from the New Jersey area, live in the building, Future Guru 100. Guru, we got our girl, Rose Tator Chador live in the building. I still gotta get that last name. It's like kind of like French. Like, I'm trying to get it, but it sounds sexy. I just gotta get it right. You know. But Google, what's up? Say hi to the beautiful late day.
Hey, I just want to say that Trinidad accent got me all goosed up. I got my gin here, and I'm trying to cool off in Jersey because she just made it hot. You understand? Whatever going on in Trinity, I want to be a part of it. Let me know when you come to Trinity in October. If you come to Trinity in October, holler at me. shout out to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Lush Girls International. We definitely need her to be following Lush Girls INTL on Twitter.
Definitely.
It's a movement. We need you. We need you. We want you. We want you. I can act up right now for you. Follow.
He is crazy.
Follow us, and follow us, International.
Hey, yo, we wilding out on Friday. It's Friday, follow Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Get the F out of here Fridays, man. We got hot interviews right now. We got Rose Tador live in the building. Hot, sexy model, you know what I'm saying, from the Florida area. But she's from Trinidad and Tobago originally, standing at 5'10". You know, she's doing her 1-2. Rose, tell us some of the things, like the hardest adversity being a model. And you know, do you ever find any situations, you know, being that height that you are and stuff like that when you were coming up? Talk to us.
Oh, my gosh, yes. When I was actually in school, when I first came over here, I was, like, I came in, like, in second grade. And it was actually really weird being, like, the tallest girl there. And then on top of that, you have the accent. So
uh-huh.
You have, like, the kids looking at you like, what? What are you saying? And you know they can understand you, but, you know, kids are just being kids.
Yeah.
And then, like, just being the tall one, you automatically assume that you're going to be in basketball. So you actually automatically get drafted into that. You know, the coach is like, no, you have to play, you have to play. And, you know, it was always fun at the same time because it's like you have the same height with the guys, so they can't really pick on you, even though they
uh-huh.
try their best. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it definitely, like, I would definitely say, like, you know, from being young to now, like, you know, the kind of turning into a swan, the ugly duckling to a swan. Because it was like,
uh-huh.
you know, being so young, but being so tall and slim, and of course I didn't fill out anything, so I was like a walking stick, you know?
Girl,
and, you
I
know,
can relate
now.
With you. I can relate with you because when I was in high school, girl, I was tall, and everybody was like, oh, you know what I'm saying, you just got, because you're tall, they kind of think maybe you're older because you're tall, you know what
yeah.
I mean, and I was a straight stick, you know, and you know, sometimes us girls got to grow into our sexiness, and now you bad, girl. Watch out. Throw it in their face. I bet you would go back to school and say, look, all y'all haters and stuff, look at me now, pimpin', look at me now.
I've actually gotten a lot of comments on that, like, on my Facebook page. Like, a lot of kids I went to middle school with and high school, they're like, oh, my goodness, like, you've gotten so beautiful, so you blossomed. I'm just like, yeah, well, that's not what you were saying, like, you know, in second hour, you know, in ninth grade, you know.
You know, and so all y'all haters out there, when she was in high school, now look at her, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, in your face, dog. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what it is, man. That's just what it is. And for the fellas out there, you know, some fellas hit me in the chat room. They say, yo, is Rose single? She bunned up. You know, you got a husband. What's good? Anything going
okay.
on? You single?
I'm actually, yes, I am single. I'm actually getting a divorce, as we speak. You know, I got married young. I got married at 19. So it was kind
wow.
of like it was meant to last anyways, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're still remaining good friends after this, you know, but at the same time, it's like I'm 23 years old, you know, I am, you know, still looking or whatever, but at the same time, I'm not ready for the settling down and having kids. I want my career
uh-huh.
to be full. I want to make moves. I want to travel. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, if a guy is on that level, then, yeah, we can definitely talk. But if not, you know, I'm not ready to just settle down and shack up with someone. Definitely not.
Definitely, what's up? I don't advise you as a big sister. I don't advise you to even shack up with none of these lanes out here, dog. I'm telling you. Don't get pregnant. Don't have no babies. Stay away from all these knuckles. Go for your dreams, girl. Walk it. Go up there and do that thing and get that modeling and get that whole Kamora Lee Simmons money, girl. Get it.
Oh, yeah.
Get that money, girl. Get that money, girl. So
definitely.
Are there some fashion designers that you hope to work with, or some that you are working with right now, and stuff like that you would like to mention out there?
Well, actually, one of my fashion shows in Trinidad and Tobago was with Nick Fashions, and
mm-hmm.
he has a new line coming out. It's like basically more beachwear, casual wear, jerseys and stuff like that, stuff for girls. You know, it's very, very nice, and he's you know, he's now coming out with new lines, and he's really good. I've worked with him. I've modeled for him, and he's a cool, down-to-earth guy that he even takes your opinion. Like, if you give him a suggestion on something, he'll consider it. He's not so narrow-minded, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the biggest goals that I have is actually to be a Victoria's Secret Angel. That's one of
wow.
the biggest goals that I have, yes.
I can
I
see you doing it. I can see you doing it. Tara, Heidi Klum can holler at Rose. I am personally saying holler at Rose. She can do it. She can do it. She has the body for it. Tyra, holler. Oh, let's talk about something else. I heard from a birdie you might be kind of in the running, or you actually auditioned for the next Top Model. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I did. I went to one of the auditions that they had. It was actually like an open casting call where they just, you know, film you and tell you to do the runway walk and stuff like that. And I actually got some pretty good feedback, so I'm hoping I do get called for it. You know, it would definitely be a great experience, especially, you know, it put a lot on my resume as well as far as experience and traveling and stuff like that goes. And I'm told that they're still doing castings and auditions. So I get that call. I'm hoping for that call.
Girl, I need everybody to cross their fingers and pray. Pray, hallelujah. Pray for Rose. So she get on the next Top Model, because she definitely needs to be on there. I definitely want to see her on there, because she definitely, definitely has a lot of talent. Guru, you got questions for Rose?
Yeah, actually, I just want to ask her for her Twitter page. And since we're talking about Trinidad all day, I want to make sure that she link up with Bangham Smurf on Twitter, @BanghamSmurf_FDW, because we got something going on real heavy, you know, in October. The whole team going to be there. So that's why I mentioned October. Trinidad-tober. My birthday is in October, too. So my birthday is October 24th, so I plan on being in Trini. And I just want to ask you for your Twitter, if you have a Twitter account. What's your Twitter page now?
Yes, I do. It's Twitter. I'm new to all this. My manager actually set it up. It's twitter.com/Rose_Tardier.
How do you spell that?
Spell Tardier for the people, Rose.
Tardier, it's TARDIEU.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all follow. Is there any other websites, anything like that we need to look for to check you out also?
Well, I have a Facebook. I don't know if you know, you've mentioned that yet. It's facebook.com/RoseTardier. There's no underscore in that one. And then I also have my Model Mayhem, which is linked on my Facebook page. So if you check out my Facebook page, it'll have a link on that. And I'm also on onemodelplace.com. And my OMP number for you to search me on that site is 135529.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Rose, is you know, what are some of the things that you definitely, like, you know, want the world to know you for? You know, you want the world to know you for as a model. What is, if you got out the game right now, is there something that you want the world to know you for? Like some
respect.
Significant?
Yes, I want respect. That's what I want the world to see me as. Like when they look at me, they don't just be like, oh, she's beautiful. I want them to know I have brains. I graduated, you know, dual enrollment with my high school diploma and my legal administrator specialist certification. I'm in college right now studying business management. I'm not just a dumb beauty walking around. I have respect for myself. I don't let men take advantage of me or stare me down some ridiculous path. And I'm not going to just lay down and sleep with someone just to get where I want to go. I'm going to do everything the hard way and gain my respect that way, because that's what women should do. That's the type of role models we need to have.
That's what I'm talking about. Kick the door down with your heels, girl. That's what I'm talking about. I love Rose. That's what I'm talking about. Women with power, you know. You know, she's just letting you guys know that she's smart, she's beautiful, and she holds her own. We got a caller from the 954. 954, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's popping, 954? That looks like Florida, too, right? What's up?
Yes, that's Florida.
Hey, man.
954, what's goodie?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's good?
Hey, man, just here listening to the show.
and what's your name, sweetie?
Oh, my name is Daniel.
It's Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel. So what part of Florida are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
That's what I'm talking. I like Fort Lauderdale, man. I really like Fort Lauderdale. I was out there a couple years ago, man. I think they closed down that close. They closed down that club called what? What's that joint? 112. They used to have out there something back in the day.
Yeah,
I came out long time ago. Yeah. So Daniel, you got a question for the beautiful, you know, Rose. She's actually out in Florida in your area, man. You got a question for her?
Nah, actually right now I'm just speechless. I actually just found out about it online. I'm actually after the call, I'm gonna go and check out.
That's what's up, man. You got one more fan to go with, Rose. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta check it out, dog. I'm telling you, man, she's fire. She's hot, man. She's definitely nothing to play with, man, for real. Rose, tell us some of the new things that you got. Stay on the line with us, 954 Daniel. Rose, tell us some of the stuff that you know that's new with you. That's that you got going on that we need to look for. You know, in the near future or next month or anything like that. Put that out there for the people.
Well, actually, I have a photo shoot tomorrow with the wonderful GQ. His name is George Quiroga. And he's been my photographer since I was about 17 years old, and he's just amazing. The pictures that you have seen are all from him. They're basically all from him, and he's just an absolutely amazing photographer. The way he handles his work is amazing. So I actually have a photo shoot with him tomorrow. We're actually doing a theme where it's more like warrior-type theme, mixing with, you know, with the crazy hair, probably, you know, throw in some bells. I mean, he's amazing when it comes to dressing and photography. So I have that photography tomorrow, and then I have another one next month, and I also have a couple that's going to be happening in Trinidad and Tobago because I need to update my stuff down there as well with Sancho Francisco.
That's what's up. And if anybody's asking if they would like to book, the beautiful Rose, you can call her manager, Redbeard, a.k.a. Mr. Flint, CEO of Seven Figure Entertainment. You can call him at 786-371-7624, 786-371-7624, to book Rose for hosting events and, you know, premiering on you know, magazines or, you know, a love interest in the music video and things like that, you know. You know, let her know what's really going on. But be serious. Be about business. You know, because it ain't no play-play over here. And if I find out you about some play-play, I'm going to smack you in your face. You heard? It's your girl, Leslie. I feel good today. It's Friday. It's Follow Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow my girl, Rose, live in the building. Make sure you follow Future Ghoul 100, Ebenisha, ME2K at Lush Radio Online. We live in the building. Rose, are there some things that you're doing to give back to the community out there, Rose?
Well, actually, that's what I'm actually trying to get involved with as far as, you know, kids and stuff, because my niece and my nephew are actually in Trinidad and Tobago right now. So what I want to do is I wanted to actually start, like, you know, up here we have youth groups and stuff like in churches, but in Trinidad and Tobago we don't. So I want to start something like that to where we keep the kids together, we keep their heads in line, you know, get them on track with life and the true meaning of life. And, you know, especially kids out there that don't have any guidance or any, you know, certain way of brought up. I mean, everybody needs a helping hand, and, you know, I want to help the kids. That's my main thing.
That's what's up. And the other thing I want to ask you, how was it, was it for a culture shock for you when from Trinidad to America and the way that people move in America, in the U.S. versus, you know, Trinidad and everything growing up in Trinidad? And, you know, because I'm African, you know us as foreigners from foreign countries, you know, our values are kind of different. And certain things that we see different than, you know what I'm saying, as you call sometimes, you know, the Jamaicans will call them Yankees. You know, certain things that Yankees do, they do different.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So how was it for you, you know, the experience coming here?
Well, actually, the experience is still ongoing because my family, I mean, we are Trinity born. So a lot of things that we see up here in America, you just don't see in Trinidad. You know what I mean? Like, simple things like, you know, like I was saying, back to the kids and keeping their heads on track. Like, for us, we cannot disrespect an elder at all. I mean, I don't care who the elder is, what the elder is saying. I mean, that's just how we were brought up. Our aunts, our uncles, we have the utmost respect. For us to talk back to one of them is like you're getting beat from mommy, you're getting beat from daddy, you're getting beat from grandpa, you're getting beat from the person across the street. I mean, you're just getting mixed on all sides, you know? It's just, your bottom going to be right after that. So, I mean, it's just, you know, even just when my family brought me up here, I was only 8 years old. And the culture that I was introduced to, I mean, little things as well. Like, my mom didn't understand, you know, them teaching us sexual education in, like, seventh grade. My mom did not understand why, at my age, 12, 13, I have to learn about sex. So, of course, she didn't sign out on that. And she actually went to the school and was, you know, talking to the principal and wanted to know what was going on and what kind of thing is this. And for them, it's normal. But for us Chinese, we don't talk about that. The mom and the dad handle that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a very different experience as far as that goes, and the education system down here as well. So it's a lot different. I mean, simple things like you know, multiplication tables, but even definitions. Like when I was told to look up words and then write the definition that's in the book, I thought the teacher was telling me to write what I think it means, because that's what I would consider learning. I mean, if in Trinidad they ask you what a definition is, they're not telling you to look it up. They're telling you what it is. What is it? You tell me. And I actually got a low score on that, too. The teacher was like, no, I wanted the actual definition in the back of the book. And I'm like, how am I learning? I'm just writing down what I see on paper. So it's definitely different.
Yeah, definitely. And that's definitely the truth, man. It's definitely not a game at all. So, I'm really proud of everything that you got going on, you know, with your whole, situation. And I'm really proud of, you know, everything that you're doing, man. Don't stop, you know, continue to do what you do. Don't let anybody stop you, you know, from what you're trying to do out here. Seriously.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely won't. I'm going to keep pushing. I mean, I have people that I need to take care of, and I want them to see me succeed, you know. So I want to make everyone proud. I don't want to be just another face. Definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, we don't want you to be just another face, you know. We want you to continue because, you know, and somebody asked me in the chat room, they were asking, like, you know how, like, you got so much of the situations where you got the video vixens, and they say the video chicks that do other things, you know.
Oh,
how do you feel? How do you feel like you will deal with the adversities, you know, because, you know, this industry is really crazy, you know what I'm saying? How will you deal with some of, you know, because you got rappers, you got artists, you got people, you know, be coming at you left and right. How do you feel like you would deal with some of that stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, like I was telling my manager, I'm a model. I want to do fashion modeling, high fashion runway modeling. I don't consider, and it's no offense to girls that do videos, but I do not consider them models because they're not modeling. The term modeling came from you being on an actual runway and modeling the clothes that they put on you. So for you to just be in a video, that is what we call video vixen. You're not a model. So I kind of get a little offended when girls say, oh, yeah, I'm a model. I was in, like, this video and that video. What? You know, like, did you model Ralph Lauren's fall collection? I mean, you know, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I would consider modeling. Like, Alessandra Ambrosio, that's my role model right there. She's one of the Victoria's Secret angels. Beautiful, beautiful, stunning, stunning woman. And she models, you know? That's what they do. That's what a high-fashion runway model is. So in terms of, like, rappers and stuff like that, I have no problem maybe doing a video, but I wouldn't consider that part of my career as a model. I would consider that probably like some freelance or, you know, something like just to get my name out there. And I definitely won't do videos of where it's like, you know, street thug and this and that. No, I'm more like Craig David, love songs. I would be in that type of video because it's more about respect for the woman. I don't want to be talked to like, you know, I'm making money and I'm banging chicks and I'm standing in the background supporting that. I'm not for that at all.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Shout out to everybody that's definitely doing their thing, and all the models that's definitely keeping their head up and doing their thing out there. Guru, do you have any final thoughts with Rose?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations on all your success. I like how you broke down the standards there just now, because we all have to take a look at the way this industry is being set up. Now, we can appreciate people who are working and keeping focus. Like, the goals, keep your dreams alive, and make sure you reach out to people you can help following the same footsteps you're doing. So, you know, and you're going to help some of those people know how the labels come into play, because she just made it very clear for you people, you know. The difference between a video vixen and a model is clothing lines are going to ask models to model. So there you have it. Video directors are just going to ask you to shake your booty in the video. So now, at the same time, we can help you, but at the same time, know the difference. If you want to be a video vixen, we can help you. If you want to be a model, we can help you. And you should really want to strive for something and reach. Keep reaching. I want to tell everybody to keep reaching. And this is the type of interviews that we love when we bring another side. Aside from the music, I just want to touch on to people to have and hold on to dreams, whether you're young ladies out there. And we are encouraging these young ladies to be a part of Lush Girls International Street Promotion, because it can take you somewhere. So there you have it. That's what I want to touch on. And you have to focus. You have to focus on what you want. Like, if you want to just shake your booty, you got probably like a 6-year lifespan in this game. Maybe 5. So you go figure that out and get back to us, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing what we got. This is a great interview. And, you know, we taking it from USA to Trinidad. I'm going to be in Trinidad very soon. Very soon. Very soon, baby.
You are off the hook, man. Well, I just want to say it was an honor and a pleasure. And you got any final shout-outs? And also, if you could give some advice to the young ladies that are trying to get into the industry, or the youth that's trying to get in the industry, what kind of advice would that be?
Well, first, I definitely want to give a shout-out to, again, my manager, Ren. I mean, he's making all the moves here. He's making everything possible, and that's all aspiring model can ask for, is a manager that actually works. And, you know, in terms of, you know, young models out there, even, you know, young girls just reaching for their dreams, on top of everything, as bad as you may want it, do not settle and do not give in to any sort of temptation that you know you will regret. Don't make a decision just because you're hearing butterflies and everything and you think it's going to be great. Have respect for yourself. Be a strong woman, an independent woman, and God will see you through it.
That's what it is, man, and that's the truth. I'm just like so honored to have you on the show. And shout out to Rez, man. He definitely goes hard in the paint, and I salute dudes that go hard in the paint. So shout out to him. Shout out to the whole squad. Shout out to For Honey Management introducing me to Rez. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We about to go to a quick commercial, and we love you and we salute you, Rose. And you know, once again, put out that Twitter and that contact information so we can definitely check you out or anything like that before I go to a quick commercial.
Definitely. Guys, check me out at twitter.com/rose_tardieu, TARDIEU. And also check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/rosetardieu, TARDIEU.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's girl, let's live in the building, and we definitely getting it cracking all day, every day, and I definitely salute all of y'all. But definitely tuning in. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back, and we're going to go into a song. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We have Rose live in the building, Tardieu, and I mean, she's fine, she's sexy. Support that young lady and what she's doing. You know, she's got brains, and she's beautiful. Make sure you support her, man. I love all my ladies that's definitely doing their thing out there. So we got to go to a commercial. We got to pay the bills, man. Yeah.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room to rent. Room to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the
Cold world, I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told them to take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
It's your boy Prince, 950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online.
Shit.
You already know what it is, man. Shout out to 950 Plus, man. They got that whole song, Shimmy and all that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing they one, too. So shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving them. And shout out to AG from Digging in the Crates, the legendary Digging in the Crates. You already know what it is. And we live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We just had a beautiful Rose Tador, beautiful hot model from South Florida, you know what I'm saying, coming from, you know what I'm saying, Trinidad and Tobago, standing at 5'10", looking hot, you know what I mean, we definitely love her, support her, it's Rose _ Tador, and I'm going to spell it for y'all, you know, just in case if you don't have it, it's T-A-R-D-I-E-U, you know what I'm saying, definitely hit it up, you know what I mean, and we also want to have her rawness live in the building. This chick right here is representing the DMV area, man. And she's definitely doing her one, too. I mean, she's in the grind. She's throwing events. You know what I mean? She's dealing with corporate America. She's dealing with the streets. She doing her one, too. You know what I mean? And the girl is raw, really raw, giving it to her raw. You know what I'm saying? On the microphone, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man G Money and my man David Oliver for providing this interview. You know, I've heard a lot about this young lady. So, you know, she's going to be live on the line with us. And also, we're going to have the one and only Mello Khan representing the West Coast. He's doing his one, too. And that's provided by my girl, you know what I'm saying, Ariel. You know what I mean? Out of Vegas. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely doing our thing live. And shout out to our sponsor, Team Studios. And we just confirmed today that we're going to have Fred the Godson, live in the building, live in the studio, in our New York studio next week, Friday, when we up there. So, check in on live stream, view stream, and live on the show. Fred the Godson will be in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go ahead with my co-host, the one and only Future Guru 100. You know what I'm saying? Guru? What I do, baby?
Hey, Jersey in the building, New York in the building, DMV in the building, and shout out to MAE2K on the spot,
yeah,
radio.
Mm-hmm. Pickens
is a mess, and we making it real hot for y'all. So you know, ain't no hot mess over here. We just making it hot for y'all. You know, we just handling
what it,
making that pop just like that. So. Lush, I appreciate everything you're doing, all this footwork. The soldiers, you know, they really ready and willing to, you know, line up. You know, we really lined up right now. So
I really say
keep it going. Keep it going, Lush. Lush
That's
Radio
what
Online.
It is.
Tune in,
That's
y'all.
Go over and drink your song over there, yo. Go over. I was in the Jersey area. I had a promo, yo. Don't forget, October the 16th is going down, you know what I'm saying, with combination of my man DJ Truth, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be part of his birthday blast. We're going to also have Danny Two-Face, you know what I'm saying, y'all know him, formerly of 93.9, he's going to be live in the building, and we're also going to have Honey Management, formerly that used to deal with, you know, Rampage doing the management and everything, she's doing her one, too, she's going to be live in the building, and DJ Lady Blazing, your one and only, your girl Lushy Lush, we're going to have the heart of the city, you know, open mic. We're going to do several of them, and then we're going to do a big showcase where we're going to bring down our boy Kevin Shine from ATL, A&R, and also Consultant going to be live in the building with us, you know what I mean? So artists, you know, if you want to perform, you want to schedule to perform with us, man, hit us up. It's going to be going down. It's going to be retarded. So, man, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and I'm telling you, man, the packages is going to be crazy, you know what I mean? Whoever brings the hottest crowd, I'm telling y'all, whoever wins this showcase is about to have a whole month of promotion, photography. They're going to get studio time in New York to record at the studio we have in New York. On top of that, we're going to also go in there and we're going to put them in our channel of other showcases that go down in Florida and up in New York also. It's about to be retarded, man. Y'all better watch out. Lush Radio is turned all the way up, man. Get your together, baby. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. I'll ask your girl. We got a caller from the 240 live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Tell us your name and where you calling from. That sounds like the DMV. What up?
Y'all, what up, Lush Radio? This is your girl, Havarnis. How are you?
What's up, man? The girl, the one only, the one with the master plan that can't touch her. Her rawness is in the building.
Definitely. Yeah. How are you all?
Good.
That sounds so good. I think they loving her.
I think they love her right now.
They loving her. They love her.
Yeah, I think they love her. They love her.
They love her. They love her.
What's popping, y'all? What's going on? What you love, Shreya?
Hey, up so much, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, do you got any shout-outs, my queen?
Oh, of course. Shout-out to my nigga G Money, of course. Shout-out to Fatal Fans representing the DMV, Harmony Music, MIJ Snakes. We all getting it for the DMV, y'all. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate everything.
That's what it is, man. I got to shout out G Money and my boy David Oliver for, you know, definitely
David
recommending
O.
Yeah, this young lady to me, you know what I'm saying, to get it in tonight on Friday on Lush Radio Online, man. So, you're honest, man. I mean, first and foremost, man, where did you get the name her rawness from, man? You know, where did that go? It just sounds so, like, hard body, like you just ripping MC's heads off, like, hard, like, or how, like, you know, tell me about that.
And that's where I got the name from. I mean, the name her rawness originated because of the different things that I've been through, man. My whole life has just been raw, man. Just growing up in a family, you know, with domestic violence and drug abuse and, you know, just battling with different obstacles in my life, man. My whole life has just been raw, you know. I'm single mother, you know, raising my daughter, still trying to have a career, and, you know, of course, getting on that stage and just ripping it and ripping everybody to pieces, man. So, you know, everybody just starts saying, yo, you just so raw, you just so raw, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a rawness, man. It just stuck from there.
That's what it is. What inspired you to get into the music industry? Did you first start off as the MC? Or, because some people, before they become MC, some of them are dancers and stuff like that, like breakdancing and all that. What kind of got you into the music business?
Well, actually, my family's in the music industry. I mean, my mom, she's a singer. My dad, he's a singer, piano player. Like, we have a lot of, like, gospel artists in the family. So music was something I was kind of just born into. It just came kind of natural for me, so.
That's what's up. So, does baby Ronis, does she have, like, slight little time? Does she be singing a little bit, singing along?
Yes, I named my daughter. My daughter is 5 years old. Her name is Lyric. Of course. You know. Can you believe I performed on Showtime at the Apollo, actually when I was 7 months pregnant with Lyric. Yeah, and, you know, she's already singing, and, you know, she's dancing. So, you know, it's just amazing to have a mini-me, you know.
That's what's up. How do you feel women are viewed in the music industry, and especially coming out the DMV area? Because it seems like the women in the DMV area really don't get that shine, like, you know, nationwide exposure like that. You've gotten people like, you know, Genuine, like, you know, and you've gotten, you know, like Maya, mostly like R&B singers, you know. But really, you know, like the female MCs, like, tell us how you feel like they're viewed out there.
We're viewed for our bodies and not our skills, man. That's the main issue. I mean, everybody feels like, okay, you got to be showing some titties, you got to be showing a little ass, you know. Can I say that on the radio?
Hey, man, let's get the F out of here Fridays, man. Yeah.
We going hard right now. You know, it's more about our bodies, man, and not our talent. I mean, there's a lot of talented artists out there, man, who have something more than just their bodies, man. You know, we need to be respected. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's the main issue right now. And as far as with the DMV artists, a lot of cities don't take us seriously, man, you know. Because we don't stick together. I think our problem in D.C. area is no unification, man, at all. Like, you go to other cities like Atlanta, you go to New York, Florida. You know, everybody's grinding together. It's too much division in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, man. You know, and it's so, it is sad because there's so much talent in the area. that if we will just all come together, you know, and just get it right, then we can make such an impact on the industry, man.
Why do you feel that it's hard for DMV artists to work together, and especially let's talk about the ladies, the females in general?
Too many egos. I think it's just too many egos, man. Too many egos. Mm. You know, mm. And I think another problem is, you know, and I'm going to be keep it real because the name is Horonis, so I'm going to keep it straight raw right now. I think that we definitely need to have our radio people get involved, like our DJs and, you know, our radio hosts and everything, to get involved with the independent artist movement in the area. You know what I'm saying? Start playing independent music in the area and just, you know, support the local artists because, you know, that right there could create a platform for us to get major exposure. If we can get, you know, the DJs to support independent music in D.C.
Well, you know, another thing is, because I know I'm out here in the DMV, but, you know, I move around a lot. You know, we got the office in New York and stuff, but the way I've analyzed a lot of the DMV artists, just, you know, artists in general, just in general in the whole aftermath, a lot of artists are lazy. And then when you reach out to some of these artists out here in the DMV also, you know, reaching out to them, some of them actually, you know, act as if, you know, they have a problem. Like, if you're not a certain person or whatever, they're not even trying to look at you in a certain way. You know, I remember when I first started Lush Radio, reaching out to independent artists, and they just act like they real snooty, like you bougetto, like you really want to act bougie, but I know you ghetto as hell. Get out of here.
Yeah, out of that going around. I hate to say it, man. You know, and a lot of the artists, no disrespect, like Ashley Larry say, no disrespect. You know, but no disrespect. But, you know, a lot of these artists just want to be local stars, man. Like, you know, let's get our mind frames together, like myself, man. I'm not just trying to be a local celebrity and just be known around the block. I'm trying to take this D.C. thing international. I want people in Japan to know about D.C. People in London to know about D.C. It's not just a local thing. It's an international thing, man. That's what type of level of mind frame that I'm on right now. It ain't just about local. Yeah, it's cool to sit around the block and, you know, rhyme and sing with your homeboys and your homegirls. Yeah, that's cool. But at the end of the day, man, it's time to make some records. It's time to get this movement together, man.
That's what
it
is.
All the ego.
Cool.
It's too much ego, man.
I know we got callers on the line. Callers, we're going to bring you in a quick second. I'm going to go ahead and definitely, you know, open the lines in a quick second. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to the world famous, your girl representing DMV area, her rawness. And she's live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online, definitely representing for the ladies in the DMV area, hard body. You know what I mean? So if you want to call in, make your question sweet and short, because if you don't answer fast enough, it's on to the next one, like Jay-Z say, baby. You already know what it is. So I'm going to open up the line. I got my co-host or hostess with the mostest, Future Guru, representing the Jersey area. Guru, you got a question for Horonis?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say I really can identify with what she's saying, like what it takes. And, you know, she has her own vision, and I just want to applaud her for speaking out, and I want to applaud her for reaching out to people all over the nation and all over the world, because this show is broadcast worldwide. So there you have it. She's stepping off the local platform for y'all people to realize this is what it takes. It takes a platform like Lush Radio Online to bring it to y'all. So I definitely just want to say congratulations. Keep focused. And if you need us, we here. And, you know, I want to link up with you. I want to link up with the whole movement, so we can definitely take it from Lush Radio to another whole network. You know, and
so a whole new
we're,
galaxy.
We're open up. We're
taking
open
them
up
all.
That's what I rock to right there. That's what I like to hear, man. Because that's what it's about, man. I mean, we need more people like y'all. Seriously, man. To make a difference like that. I know I'm sounding real mushy right now. Ooh.
You sound real. Get the mush mush on. Get the mush mush on.
We got a caller emotional right now.
We got a caller from the DMV, caller from the 202. Tell us your name and where you repping, man. You're live with the rawness, her rawness, and your girl, Leslie, Future Guru. What up, though?
Can y'all hear me? It's David O, a.k.a. David Oliver.
What's up, David Oliver, David O, the actor with the most standing for America's Most Wanted, you know what I'm saying, acting, doing his one throughout, David.
Nothing but to call in and chime in on what y'all are saying, because actually I've been dealing with the DMV artist circuit for like 15 years, myself starting off as a background dancer, then leading into me getting on the mic, rhyming and singing, and then also getting behind the mic, getting on the boards and producing, and then even more so, actually backing and funding a lot of people. And the young lady you have to be talking to is one of the true ones, I can actually say, took heed to what I said, and many times, even through all her life lessons and issues she was going through, she stayed strong. And I'm going to even drop a dime on y'all, and Jackie going to be like, Dave, no, you didn't. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Homegirl was, what, 4 months pregnant, had to move in with me because, you know, folks was tripping and wasn't nobody supporting. So I said, come on back over here. I got you. Then we both make it even worse. I took her up to Howard University to audition for the Apollo mid-February, freezing outside. My girl, 4 months pregnant. We got up in that joint. We both ripped it. They called back for her. Nobody was trying to give her no money. I said, bump that. Don't pay no rent. Take this money, get your ass up there, and show enough. We got the video clip on her Facebook page with her rhyming up on the Apollo, 4 months pregnant, ripping it up.
Now, wow. History, the first rapper ever to make it through Amateur Night. No one has ever done it at all. No one.
Wow.
So I feel four months pregnant. And that opened up a lot of doors for me, man.
Seriously. Yeah.
Wow.
The reason why I touch on that, not because of the fact that she did it as she was pregnant with a daughter and going through things, it's the fact that, like I say to people all the time, you cannot put idiots in front of your dreams to hold you back. And if it's a point of you needing a couple of dollars, realistic money, not saying somebody need to go and get you carte blanche and give you all the shiny gold and fancy food when you walk in their door, that don't mean nothing because it all comes out like crap, whether it's McDonald's or filet mignon. You know what I'm saying? Still crap in the toilet. We looking for real movement here. And I myself and Jackie has followed my example from time to time, and that's why we throw out her rawness like that. She understands what I get on her about because she sees me doing it. And I say to her, you got to remember that. When you were 4 months pregnant, you were one of the baddest bras out here on the block, and you still did it, and Monique and them had to give her props. And I meet a lot of women who ain't even in the same problems or having the same problems as she has, with kids and work and family. They all got all that stuff going on, and yet they still wanted to sit here and be the baddest broad in the hood because they got a skin-tight pair of jeans on and imitating Nicki Minaj or Lil' Kim, whoever's out at that moment. Because there's a lot of imitators out here, not enough originality, and that's one key reason why somebody like herself can get out here and make moves in other cities.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thanks, Dave. Stay on the line with us because, you know, it's Get the F Out of Here Fridays, and some people got some gripes that happened all through these weeks, and some of y'all just want to tell somebody to get the F out of here. So stay on the line with us, and we're talking to her rawness. And we got some more callers. Caller from the 954, caller from the Florida area. I think that's our dude, Danny. Is it Daniel or Danny? 954, Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida, you still there with us?
Oh, I'm mute. He muted himself.
Oh, I guess you muted himself. Hey, you still on the line or you gone?
He'll be back.
Oh, he'll be back. Keep eating that chicken, dog. Keep eating that chicken. Bugsy, what up, Bugsy? Boston in the building. What up, my dude? You're talking to Haranis and your girl, Lush, and Future Guru. What up, though?
Uh-huh. What it good? What it do? Salute. I see niggas are stealing my M.O., putting their phone on mute out there. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, man.
But I just want to say salute to her, man. You know what I mean? Just been listening to her little story. You know, definitely salute to her. And it's just crazy because I was actually watching that thing about the hip-hop of women the other day, man. You know what I mean? And they definitely do go through their little struggle, man. But, you know, we need female artists out here, man. You know what I mean? So keep rocking, shorty, and do what you do, man. Don't let these haters stop you.
I won't, baby. Trust me. I won't.
That's what's up. We're going to go into one of these joints from your girl, Haranis. Give it to me. You want to go ahead and introduce this joint right here, girly girl?
Y'all, this is my newest single. It's called Give It To Me, featuring Courtney Noel from Baltimore, Maryland, produced by Matthew Matlock Robinson out of Paterson, New Jersey. Y'all going to like this. This is a club pop record right here. It's hot, so give it to me, y'all. Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
When I walk in the club and I'm looking all cute and dressed so classy, I see this brother in the corner, man, he's looking this good, man, I think he nasty. He wanna see me shake my hips, man, I know you conversating. All you sisters, don't be hating, cause he asked me what I'm drinking. Pour that liquor in my cup, I know this DJ turn it up. Me and my girls get the party started, but I drop in money like they're making deposits. So when I come through, I'm looking exotic, and when I hit the door, man, I never get caught it. And that's why they call me. You know I'm loving it, baby. When you're touching me, you're driving me crazy. Yeah, let your body move to the music. Even when you're too stuck, you make me lose it. Me and you, we do on our own show. That's right, baby, I got that bankroll. He got a camera to capture my pose. Guess what, baby, come out of them clothes. Oh, I know the steps you want it, baby. You gotta let me know. Wait, you freak me on this dance floor. Really wanna take you home. I'm not the only one that wanna get you alone. You're the finest in the club, man, you got it going on. Wanna get you number, I can call you on the phone. We can sit back with the final of the phone.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And I told y'all that we won't give you nothing but the hottest talent this Friday. It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. We live in the building. We got the one and only Haranis. And y'all just heard Give It To Me. I need you guys to tell me if it's hot or not. I need your honest opinion. She live in the building. She's definitely represent. I definitely myself off the top would like to say that. That made me want to say, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Ow! I can see a video for that. I want to be the backup dancer for that whole situation. But anyway, calling at 347-826-7722. Haranis is live in the building. She's an artist like no other, and she's fierce. So call in. And on top of that, we're going to have our boy Mello Khan calling in from the West Coast. Shout out to my girl Ariel for providing that interview. And you know, he about to be live in the building in a second. I'm bringing back Guru. Guru! Tell me what you think about that jizz on, son. Is it hot or not? Is it sizzling? Muy caliente, baby.
We've been looking for three hots. She just got it, yo.
Thank you.
Just jump. And, you know, Russ, you know we got to do. You know we got to do, Russ. We got to rock that joint.
You know we got to rock that joint. You know we might have to even have to replay that joint just because. Who knows?
So.
You know, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, David, hot or not, man? Was that hot or not? I think you were pop locking in the background. I think I saw you, man. Was you pop locking in the background, dog?
I was hitting that Britney Spears routine off that jump, you know what I'm saying? Up there, dumb bogey and shit with the fucking Lady Gaga routine, you know?
Yeah.
$5.95 with some pops. I said, because that's good commercial right there. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody knows how to do radio stuff, man. That's a hot-ass mix.
That is crazy right there. That's definitely hot. And we got a caller. 954 from Florida, you still there? Is that hot or not? 954, okay. 954, you there? 954. Yo, why you saying yeah like that? Like I don't hear you breathing on the phone, dog. I hear you breathing, son. All
right. And are we getting punk? Are we getting punk right now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Boston, Bugsy, was that hot or not, son? Bugsy, was that hot or not for you? Hold on, let me see if we get Bugsy back on the line. Bugsy, was that hot or not for you?
Can you hear me, Lush?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm looking at my phone like am I on mute. I got me thinking I got the mute button on over here. But I rock with it, man. You know, I definitely give her her H, man, because she got the radio track going, and you could definitely see that getting some spins played in the club and all that good shit. You know what I mean? So I'm going to rock with her on that one.
Yo, you might get some play off that song, Buzzy. You might get a chick that, like, just bump and grind on you off that joint, like, pop, pop. You know what I'm saying? Right on you, son. You might get some play off that song right there. Put that joint down and get some play.
She trying to give me stanky ladies.
What?
What, shaking their stanky asses on Friday nights?
Why they gotta be stinky though? Why they can't be stinky? Why they can't be clean though? Why they all gotta be stinky?
It's like 110. It's like 110 degrees out here, and they shaking it in the club, man. You gonna try to come here and got a little older behind it? Come on, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little stinky after that.
Wow. Okay, we go.
That's real talk though.
That's what's up. We got a caller from the block number. Caller from block number, you live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Y'all need to stop being scared. Talk now. Talk. You know, what's up? I think we got our boy calling in from the Cali area, our boy Mello, live in the building. Mello, did you get a chance? We're going to be interviewing him right after Haranis. Mello, did you get a chance to get a snippet of the song a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of heard the tail end of that job.
Yeah, you heard the
teller. So
what you think about that?
Yeah, they got a little club, little Lady Gaga feel to it, you know what I mean? So she it's definitely different to hear an independent artist come with something like that. So that's big up.
Besides being a radio friendly song, I just think the fact that she was able to produce a hot one like that, like bring out a song like that as an independent artist, like some independent artists don't know how to make songs, and that's the problem. You know what I mean? Y'all be sending me some garbage sometimes, and I be like, yo, I want to throw up in my own mouth because it's garbage. It's so ugly.
That's so true. And you know what, though? Like, I just recently performed in Atlanta. Shout out to the ATL. I love y'all down there, man. I performed at the Lavish Lounge. Yeah, shout out to ATL. They show so much love. But, you know, when I performed that record, you know, the first thing that they asked me when I left the stage was, where you from? So I said, I'm from D.C. They're like, nah, you ain't from D.C. You can't be from D.C. Records like that, like, you know, people don't even think that this area is able to produce hit records, man.
That's because people don't give it that shine. And, you know, I love my people. Shout out, you know, to Easy Street and, you know, and boy Danny and Gemini. But, like, some of these people out here, you know, it's on that payola. Commercial radio don't want to give no play to these independent artists. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got, like, Lush Radio. We try to support our indies and our majors, and we go hard body with it. You know what I'm saying? We're not just touching the area. We got callers from all different states, and even we got people listening from overseas. It's not a game. You know what I mean? We definitely trying to support real music. You know what I mean?
I gotta tell my doctor to get the fuck out of here today. Because he just put me on performing restrictions for the next 2 weeks. No rapping for 2 weeks. I'm a little heated.
Wow, wow. She just started off to get
the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what it is.
We gonna get into we gonna get
some rawness, baby. Some rawness. We being raw right now.
Yeah, we gonna get into the get the fuck out of here soon, and we gonna get into the hot or not. So, people, if you want to stay on the line, we got some new music, and I want you guys and even some of you all to stay on the line and tell me what you think about some of this music. Haranis, other question I want to ask you: tell us about some of the people you've worked with and some of the producers you're working with, and what's new with you right now that we need to be looking for.
Well, right now we're in the process of getting ready to get a video done for Give It To Me. So the music video for Give It To Me is coming soon. I'm also finishing up my album. I'm probably like 9 songs deep. So, yeah, one more record to do. The name of the album is going to be called Music Meltdown. That's the name of the album because I'm bridging together all different genres of music. I'm going to have a little bit of pop, a little bit of rock, a little bit of, you know, R&B, because I sing, too. A lot of people don't know that I do sing, so y'all will hear a record from me soon where I'm actually singing as well. So, you know, that's pretty much what we're working on right now.
Why you had to tell me that now? You know what I'm going to have to do is put you on the spot now. You said you sang.
I think I'm in restriction for 2 weeks. I can't even do anything right now.
You lucky. You are so lucky.
That's why I said, shout out to my doctor, get the fuck out of here. My doctor put me on restriction. Because yeah, I go so hard, man. I perform so much. Like I said, I just got back from Atlanta. I also perform with, I was opening that for Ducky Fresh and Slick Rick. I've done stuff with Jasmine Drew Hill. I mean, a lot of different people, man. One of my hottest singles I have that you all get ready to hear soon, a producer by the name of Gerard King Beast Barnes from Baltimore. He did that record. Right now he's producing for Flo Rida, Ray J, and a couple of different artists in the industry. So we got some heavy hitters that we working with right now. The album is going to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
That's what's up. I'm trying to see when you're doing the music video and when Lush and the team can come down and get a cameo in the joint. That's all
I'm
saying.
Can we
get a cameo in that joint? Can I bob my head a little bit? Can I sip a drink?
You got it. Say no more. Say no more. You got it. I got to give a shout out to Miss Courtney Noel, who's singing the hook on that record, man. She's so talented, man, and I definitely got to give a shout out to Miss Courtney Noel for, you know, giving me the opportunity to have her on my record, man, because she's explosive, man.
She definitely blew on that one. And, you know, also, like I said, we're gonna bring you and Mello on the line and stuff. We're going to go into Mello in a quick second. Tell us your Twitter. How can people get in contact with you and all that stuff if they trying to book you, they trying to do collabs? I mean, you got Mello on the line right here. He out here in California. You in the DMV. I mean, right now, y'all can link up, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, let's get them tracks done. Let's work, man. Put that information
Mello,
out there.
Mello, get at me, baby. Get at me. This is the info right here. It's www.reverbnation.com/Haranis. And for those who don't know how to spell Haranis, it's HERRHAWNESS. So reverbnation.com/Haranis, twitter.com/her_Haranis. Get at me. Just Google me, man, Haranis. It's like 20 pages of Google on me, man. Just Google me, Haranis.
Yes,
that's
ain't no
stuff. Since you said,
Mello, get at me, baby.
Shout out to Gibbs doing that song, Google Me also. We had him on earlier. He's working with Soulja Boy and stuff not too long ago this week since we were talking about Google Me. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
Next, man, y'all artists is from different states, and we definitely want artists to connect live on Lush Radio Online. Like, we ain't haters out here. We want people to network. We want work to happen. We want y'all to finish the CDs, the EPs, whatever, and say, yo, I linked up with this cat on Lush Radio Online. That's crazy right there.
That's right. That's right.
That's what
I'm
talking about. The lines is blowing up retarded right now. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Is it Mello and both of y'all just together just bringing all this energy on the show? I got like almost 20 callers on the line, man. I'm scared of y'all. I'm scared of y'all right now.
They need
you
to
know?
Be.
And Ron said, stay on the line. Mello, I want you to introduce yourself to everybody out there. Mello is definitely an artist representing, doing his thing out there in the West Coast. Yay, yay, West Side.
You know what I'm saying? So I want you to tell everybody, you know, what's good with you and everything like that, man. Introduce yourself, baby.
Yeah, this your boy, Mellow Kane, out here from Big Bad, Los Angeles, you know what I mean? Just trying to get it in with my folks all over the globe, man, introduce this new type of music, you know what I'm saying, to the world. Because, you know, as you know, we out here on the West is kind of pigeonholed into one style or type of music, but that ain't what I'm bringing. I'm bringing something truly different and organic to the game. So, you know what I mean? Just want everybody to hear me out.
That's what it is, man.
Definitely hear you.
That's what's up, and I definitely, and shout out to my girl Ariel, you know, providing us with, you know, Mellow Live on the line. Definitely a humble dude. He's getting it in. Mellow, you done opened up for a couple of people, man. Tell them people, you know what I'm saying, what's really good, man. Let the people know, man. You got people calling from all kinds of different states, man. Let them know what's good.
Oh, man, I done did some things with, what, Dead Prez, Lil Brother, shit, Mike Jones back when he was popping. Them Franchise Boys back when they was doing their thing, and man, a couple different folks, you know what I'm saying? But I really, you know what I'm saying, my roots is with this, with these independents and these underground movements, you know what I'm saying? And the major thing, that's cool, you know what I mean? I love working with different artists in the industry, anybody really, but you know, I don't want to use that to be, you know, why you should fuck with me. You should fuck with me because of me, you know what I'm saying? Because of my talent, because of my rawness, like my girl on the line, you know what I'm saying? But that's just what it is, you know. I don't want to, you know, name drop to make y'all think I'm hot. Y'all go ahead and be the judge for yourself.
That's what it is, because he got a hot song called Easy. We're going to put that in rotation in a few, you know what I'm saying? Put your Twitter and your information out there, Mello, you know, for the people so they can get at you. This is Follow Fridays, you know what I'm saying? Get the out of here Fridays also, my dude. Go ahead and get it in.
Yes, yes. You can always get me at mellowkane.com. That's mellokan.com. Or you can hit me on the Twitter at the same name, or the MySpace or the Facebook junk, the same name, Mellokan. Y'all can get me at anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Just Google me. Yeah, that.
That's what's up. And the same question I asked Herb Wallace earlier, what are some of the adversities? Because, you know, the West Coast has been trademarked as one of the top, you know, areas that was on the independent movement and actually made it work and actually made that bread out there, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, coming from, you know, the E-40s, from the, you know, the Mac-10s, the Ice Cubes and all that, and the Snoop Dogs, how hard is it as an independent artist, you know what I'm saying, to come out from the West Coast? You know what I mean? Some of the adversities you deal with out there.
Oh, man. It's a gift and a curse, you know what I mean, to have the people that you mentioned be the forefront, you know what I mean, and the runners of this West Coast thing. Because the Bay Area, you know, the E-40s and all them, they pretty much stamp the independent grind for everybody in hip-hop, because nobody was moving units out their trunk like them dudes up there at that time, you know what I mean? So the L.A. scene, it's all California, but it's different, you know what I'm saying? The Bay and L.A., we the same, but it's different. Like the L.A. market, since we down here by Hollywood, it's a little more Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot difficult to get on, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of an independent hustle. So you kind of got to go outside of L.A. Like what I'm finding myself is doing a lot of leaving California, you know what I'm saying, in order to get heard, because the market out here is real saturated with a lot of garbage, and unless you top 40, the radio ain't messing with you, you know what I'm saying, and there's no real outlet for independent dudes to get their shine on, because everybody want to rap. Everybody coming with a gimmick to try to get on. So when you come with the straight real, the straight raw, and something for their brain, something for them to feel, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff gets kind of left to the side. So I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, Incredible Hulk in this game, you know what I'm saying, and just mashing for my ration, you understand? So it's difficult. It's hurdles, you know what I'm saying, and everything that you got to go through as an independent artist trying to get heard in L.A., but, I mean, I'm finding as I leave this place, it ain't like this everywhere, and other places do appreciate real music. So I'm loving that aspect of it, and I'm going to keep, you know what I'm saying, keep reaching out to my folks all over, you know what I'm saying, to get my voice out there. But, yeah, man, I appreciate the love from everywhere else, you know what I'm saying. I love home, but, man, the home keep me stagnant right now.
That's real talk.
And I think Havana's can kind of relate to that. And you know what, the homie, I got your back like a T-shirt. Pimping, you heard? You already know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that. Definitely relate to that. That's real talk, man. I feel your pain, baby.
That's what's up.
I feel your pain. I definitely can relate to that, man. Definitely.
That's what's up. And we tell us the new things that's going on with you, player. And we're gonna bring in some callers to ask both of y'all some questions and stuff. And callers, when you ask, keep them real short and sweet. You can either ask Mello a question or our beautiful young lady, the one only her bonus, a question. Yeah. So, Mello, man, tell us, you know, some of the new things that's going on with you that we need to look out for, mixtapes, EPs, anything like that, videos. Let us know what's popping, baby.
Okay. Well, shoot, I'm coming off the heels, man. My last little official joint I dropped was probably, what, 08? You know what I'm saying? It actually won the People's Choice Award, you know, Independent Album of the Year. It was called EPU. Did a video called Still Wanna Leave, which was, you know, just about what I'm just telling y'all right now, you know what I'm saying, about leaving Cali to try to find my way, you know what I mean? So after coming off of that, I took a little break, and this year I kind of came back, you know what I'm saying, with a real fierce vengeance, and I dropped, like, one little EP earlier this year, which really is an album, and then right now, what you're about to hear, Easy, this is off the next installment. So my plan was to drop 3 projects this year before I drop the official album next year. So I'm still on target right now. So this one that you're going to hear today is off The Uncomfortable Silence. You know what I'm saying? Letting them know I've been going, and I know y'all been feeling like something's coming, and it is. So, you know what I'm saying? That's that Uncomfortable Silence project that I just dropped. And you could get that, you know, or anything from me off iTunes, you know what I'm saying, or little mixtapes off that piv.com. But, yeah, that Uncomfortable Silence just hit. And it's pretty, you know, it's pretty deep. Like, I got, you know, I reached out and got my features up, because usually I just do my solo thing. But I got my features up this time, went out to Texas and got some fools, got some folks from Kansas City, Atlanta, you know, the Bay. So, North Carolina, but, you know, so went on and did my little thing with that, and I got one more project coming at the end of the year called Never Enough, and that's produced entirely by a kid out of North Carolina named Con Rizzo, and, yeah, so we, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a hell of a year, the Easy joint should provide a little momentum for me to go ahead and drop that Never Enough at the end of the fourth quarter, and, my official album out next year is called The Heart of the City, and believe it when I say what the title is, and that's exactly what it is. So,
wow, that's ironic. That's ironic because I'm trying to
participate
in the DMV called The Heart of the City, so that's real ironic right there, man. That's
that's what it is. That's what it is.
I'm waiting for him. So you said The Uncomfortable Silence.
He got me scared, like, what he about to do, he coming. That Uncomfortable Silence is about 19 tracks deep, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just really throwing it out there as a promotional joint, you know what I mean, it ain't nothing official, but it could be official and shit on a lot of people's real projects right now, but you know, I ain't even going to get into that, you know. Let them do their garbage. I'm going to keep pushing this real line, you know what I'm saying, and anybody that's with it, you know, because I'm always down to work with.
We're going to bring you callers on in a few seconds and stuff. I know I see a 216 and a couple of other area codes on the line. I know that's Ohio. We're going to bring y'all in a second. The other question I want to ask you, both of you guys, you know, ladies first, Heron, is what are some of the things you're doing to give back to your community?
Oh, well, you know, being I have a daughter, man, I'm very active in the community. I go around to different community centers, and I speak to kids about music, you know, and just teach them about different things in music. And, you know, a lot of them are aspiring, you know, at a young age and wanting to get into the music industry. So, you know, they ask me questions, well, you know, how can we get into the music industry, and how can we do this, how can we do that, you know, and I just share, like, my different stories about my upbringing and my childhood and the things, you know, that I've been through, because I really want to make a difference, man, because I've been through so much in my life,
you know, that I should really write a book about it one day. I might, you know, I actually might do that. But, you know, I know that my story can help somebody else. So I just go around, you know, and I'm also very inspirational. You know, I'm in the church, you know what I'm saying, since I was a little girl. So, you know, I share things in the church with, you know, the youth at my church. Shout out to the Temple of Praise. So, you know, I just want to give a shout out to them. But, yeah, that's what I'm definitely doing right now. And, like, anytime I can volunteer and help anybody out with their music, like a lot of up-and-coming, inspiring young artists, they come to me and I, you know, take them to the studio, teach them about songwriting, teach them about royalties and, you know, publishing and things like that. So, you know, I try to give back as much as I can.
That's what's up. Now, what you doing out there, Mello? What are you doing? Tell me, what are you doing?
You didn't ask me to. You didn't ask me a perfect question. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the head of right now is something called the Block Movement. You know, if y'all ain't heard it, y'all gonna hear it soon. But Mello Kane is synonymous with the Block Movement, and we more than just basically it's more than music. You know what I'm saying? So if you hear that in my songs or whatever. I'm gonna give you the skinny on that. So the Block Movement is basically getting my dudes up off the neighborhood blocks, you know what I'm saying, transcending that type of lifestyle and that reality and getting themselves into something that's more beneficial for us as a whole, as a group of young black males and women, you know what I'm saying, in order to kind of have a different outtake and outlook and affect society as a whole in a different way. Because, as of now, you know, you only got a couple ways about the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, and everybody ain't built to be an entertainer or a hoop player, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. But these are, you know, the only things that we are seeing, you know what I'm saying, as young black men and women coming up. So what the Block Movement is about giving you a different take on life in general, you know what I'm saying? So we go in there, we talk to the kids, we had a successful book drive just last year. We had a toy drive at the end of last year, you know what I'm saying? And we go into the little, we want to catch them early because, you know what I'm saying, pardon my reference, but just like Hitler, he raised a whole bunch of kids up, and 20 years later, they took over a whole country. Now, he did it in a negative fashion, but I like his idea. You got to get the kids, and you got to get their minds at a young age, because right now, the schools ain't teaching them what they need to learn to be successful adults. All they're teaching you is to be motherfucking workers for white people and workers for other people. We ain't meant to be no damn workers. We meant to own. We meant to build and love and have our own shit. So what I'm trying to do is get these youngsters at a young age, you know what I'm saying, and just to expose them to different things. Because what I learned is if you're not exposed to certain things at a young age, by the time you get older, you don't even care. You don't even want to be or want to see anything different. I know fools in my neighborhood who ain't never left the block. I live 10 minutes from the beach, and some of them fools ain't never been to the beach, and they live in California. I'm like, how does that happen? You know what I'm saying? How does that even exist? You know what I'm saying? Because they have no desire to. They ain't seen nothing else but the neighborhood. So when you take a little young buck, show them, you know what I'm saying, other sides of life, because everywhere we struggling, they're all over the globe, not just in America, you know what I'm saying, but if you take these young dudes and show them different things, young ladies as well, you know what I'm saying, and show them different things at a young age, them exposure, their brain, their mind start elevating and start thinking outside of this box, you know what I'm saying, because we in a box. Obviously, and then these rappers, this is why the hip-hop industry is damn near the devil's promotion, because all they do is promote the same shit that's keeping us stuck where we at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was tripping out when I seen Baby from Cash Money spend $2.5 million on the car and then all on the damn Yahoo front page news bragging about the shit. Like, come on, man. What you doing with that's what you doing with your money? That's what you doing with your life? That's how you feel? You know what I'm saying? We got so many people who need to see other things, and then, you know, they're acting real ignorant about the shit. Oh, yeah, we getting bitches. This how we, man, I don't mind the way we hear that shit. That shit is old. We need to X-nay all that type of shit, our whole vision, and get on some other shit, because it's a whole lot of us struggling, and that type of music and that type of promotion ain't going to get us nowhere but stuck in the same situation we been in. You know what I'm saying? So when I say we moving the block, we moving the block for real, and we trying to get this thing popping to get up off this bullshit and to get on some real shit so we can have a powerful position in this world. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no way that's going to happen unless we get the babies.
So that's what
right.
I'm about.
And I have a 5-year-old daughter, man. So what you saying is vital to me because I have a little one. I have a 5-year-old daughter, you know. And what you saying, man? That's I'm definitely taking that to heart, man. Because that's real talk, man. That's serious. That's so
man,
vital.
That's some real talk, man. I'm voting for Mello for mayor or president or whatever it is, man. For real, man.
Mello, you big brother, man. Yeah.
You just put me in awe. I'm like, wow, Mello. For real.
Yeah,
you know, what it all comes down to is your thought. People talk about real talk. I say real thought because what you think is what you're going to put out in that atmosphere, and it's going to come around. It's going to circulate. So when you start thinking about these things and start transcending, you know what I'm saying, the current belief and the current structure of things, then we're going to be able to make some changes. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm on it, it's real thought, baby. I'm putting this out there. We connected. We on this phone call right now. Not accidental. It's not coincidental. This type of shit, this is meant to happen. So whoever listening, they listening because they supposed to be listening. And we're going to touch somebody. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Yeah. Real thought. I feel that.
Don't you just want to just know, just Mello, just to know him? Because he's so deep. You like, dang, Mello?
Yeah. You're deep brother, man, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, man, I just had to step back, man. If you're listening right now, you're listening to your boy Mello right now on Lush Radio Online, man. He's definitely doing his thing. He's live on the show. And we're definitely talking about, you know, everything that's going on with the music industry. And we're talking about, everything that he's doing out here for the community, and I'm definitely feeling everything that he's doing. We're going to get into a song in a second, but once again, I have to reiterate and let everybody know we got to shout out our sponsors, Team Studios. Make sure you follow Team ENT1 on Twitter. Make sure you follow them. They are our sponsors. That is our home. That is our Lush Radio home when we're in New York. So when you're in the New York area, make sure you come and check us out at the studio. They got a recording studio. You can do all your mixing and mastering. And when we do our event that's going down in October, somebody might win a chance to get their recording on in New York. If you ever wanted to go to New York and you're in the DMV or you're in California and you're really trying to just get away from your local area, you need to just holler at your girl like she loves, because it's definitely going down. You know what I'm saying? We definitely offering the opportunities for artists to expand from where they are to definitely get their, you know what I'm saying, get their thing on. You know what I'm saying? Basically. And that's what it is. Your girl like she loves live in the building. And we're going to get into some music in a second. The other thing I want to basically say is that I want you guys to once again give your information so people can get at you guys.
Calm down.
Go
you
want to
go first, man?
Go ahead, mama.
www.reverbnation.com/hurrawness. Hurrawness is spelled HERRAWNESS, reverbnation.com/hurrawness, twitter.com/her_rawness. Like I said earlier, Google me. You can find me anywhere. I'm all over the place. Holler at your girl.
Definitely.
And you can find me at mellokane.com, MELOKAN.com, Twitter/mellokane. Facebook/MelloKane, MySpace/MelloKane. You might even find the Block Movement on the MySpace, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it is.
And that's real thought right there, y'all.
Real thought.
That's what it is, man. Make sure that you definitely support MelloKane and everything that these guys are doing and stuff because, you know, it's not easy being an artist. You know, some people think that it's easy being an artist. It's definitely not easy being an artist, you know. I definitely support everything that they got going on with them, and I'm definitely out there in the DMV. I also want to just say that, you know, listeners calling in, make sure you take heed and take some of the information that they're giving out to you, you know what I'm saying, and take heed as an independent artist and stuff. We're going to be playing the Hot or Not from Lil One. Lil One has some new music out of the Florida area. We're going to be playing that we're going to be closing out the interviews in a second, and we're going to bring the artist on. You know, I was over here, you know, trying to get this computer. It just went dead on me for a second, you know.
I was like, what's going on? You know,
why didn't you have kids, had your wife?
You know, it's just you know, it's just like, you know, the haters everywhere we go, you know what I'm saying? They just trying to stop good people from doing, but the devil is a lie. You will not stop me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I will continue to bring the flavor to the people, because the people need this knowledge. People need this information. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to give it to the people. So we want to be back on and bring this music in for the people. Callers, I know y'all waiting patiently. We about to bring y'all on in a second. I had a quick technical difficulty, but I'll be back in a second with all of the music and everything. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com to definitely check out all of the new music and the artist music and listen to us live. And also, don't forget to sign in. And also, don't forget to leave a message. You got our drop call line that's live on the site, and you can definitely log on to there and definitely leave us a message. You know what I'm saying? Haranis actually did a drop for us on a call line, which I think was really sweet. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can instantly, you know, if you can't get to the studio, all you got to do is leave a drop on the call line, and it definitely saves as a WAV file. And, you know, we can play it live on the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it is. And we definitely employ everybody to come through on the show to definitely show some love. We want to go into the song Easy in a second once I can get the switchboard back up. once I can get the switchboard back up.
Yeah, they're trying to stop it.
They really, you know what I'm saying? When you start doing knowledge like that and it's so powerful, people can't deal with it, you know what I'm saying? And they just, you know, the hating starts to coming in, you know what I'm saying? The devil is a liar, but we're not going to allow the devil to stop us tonight. We're going to continue to do what we need to do to give it to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because the people need this knowledge, and that's what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying, point blank. And y'all going to have this song on, and don't laugh at me, you know, this song is come on.
we're in the grinding stages right now. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, and that's basically what it is. But we have the song Easy from Mello, so I want y'all to get a flavor of what he does. So we're about to go into this song Mello, and introduce this song Mello. It's called Easy.
Yo, this is my single off the Uncomfortable Silence. It's called Easy. And it's basically, you know what I'm saying, getting my young dudes, you know, old and young, shit, people in general, just slow down, man, you know what I'm saying? Look around you. Life is beautiful, but you got to slow down and peep it out sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So we be moving so fast, going through our day-to-day grind, that we forget to live, you know what I mean? So this song is easy, you know what I'm saying? Take it easy, man. Look at it.
Easy, Pimpin'. Here we go.
Easy.
Here we go. If the switchboard want to work with us tonight. Take it easy. Come on, Mello. Come on with this song, man. Switchboard, we got to work tonight. You know what I'm saying? People is definitely want to hear this song. You know what I'm saying? So give us a second. The switchboard should be working in a second, so we'll have the song and everything. I don't know what's going on with this song, but if the song don't come in a second, we're about to open up the lines for the people. Here we go.
I'm from where the cannabis grows, them hammers are blowing, bandanas ain't something that we match with our clothes, we bang. It's unfortunate we scorch the terrain, for injustices we suffer, still reluctant to change. Do a buck in the rain, the hydro was anything but plain. Niggas move with such vacuous aim, I'll engage in real conversation if allowed to. I live in a city where negativity surrounds you. Easier said, but control your mind. A lot of times our very struggle is our own design. We get swole with pride, neighborhoods collide. What would happen if Pac lived, another dude had died? Never mind, I'm just tripping, man, my shoes untied. Either you positive or negative, so shoes aside. Even I keep a pistol, cause these fools have tried to put a young focused brother on the news at 5 or 6.
I can't let it stop me. Focus on making life easy. If you don't give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, don't leave me. You'll see it can be what you make it easy.
You ever heard the saying? stop and smell the roses. We be moving too fast to even notice the small things, shucking and jiving, a 9 to 5, and or out there on the corner just eyeing a slice of pie. And the everyday grinding is blinding us to the science. See, all we know is math, but we don't know the how. So tell me when the last time you sat with yourself and tried to understand the reason for your place on the shelf, while you're next to the peas instead of next to the cheese, while we lose our self-respect to gain respect from the streets. When the last time you slowed that lack down to a nice beat, heard a nice song, or felt a nice breeze, felt love was the only thing you might need. You ever had a real friend that you can call that? Me and you done been through some shit, homie, that's worth more than any lifestyle you can give to me. Now count that.
I can't let it stop me, but this don't make your life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Come on, worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it easy. I can't let it stop me. Focus, don't make your life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy.
To die young, get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man, I said. So many brothers living fast just to die young. Get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man.
I can't let it stop me. Focus, don't make your life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it easy.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Havarnas, holding it down for the whole entire DMV fam, y'all. Let's get it. We on Lush Radio Online, and we taking over.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, and it's your girl telling the switchboard to get the fuck out of here, out here, seriously, right now. But all I can say is that that song was very, very, very good. I give it a double H, a double hot. I want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me was that hot or not. And I want to hear from her, Ronis herself. What you think about that as a fellow artist? Was that hot or not to you, girl?
I loved it. Can you please email me a copy of that? I really love that. Who's that singing? Who's the girl?
Man, oh, that's Jazzy. She on that hook. Jazzy. Yeah, she doing her thing right now. Matter of fact, she just dropped a mixtape called Beauty and the Beat. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for that.
That chick was blowing on that joint, and you was definitely speaking the knowledge and the truth on that joint. Yo, that joint, like, took me back to some pop or something. I'm like, hold up,
man, that's a beautiful compliment right there. That's a beautiful compliment.
Yeah, that's hot.
For real, man.
David,
what you think about that? Was that hot or not, Dave? Dave-O, you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to put the joint on mute, man. I didn't want to disturb y'all while y'all was doing y'all thing. I like it, bro, because you know what? For the first time, I got a West Coast rapper that ain't going to put me to sleep. I love the laid-back sound and the fact that you're talking about true friendship in that joint to educate the brothers out there listening.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that.
No question.
That's what's up. Guru, Jersey, what up? What you think about that joint, son?
Yeah, definitely was ready for the Arsenal Lush Radio Online because I think it had a nice tone, nice ovation to it. Like, people could stand up and just get ready for that song. I think it's, Lush said, just a double hot, and I'm backing that up. 110%, and it's on. I like that joint, Les. Real fire. More fire. More fire. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
All I can say is that song kind of brought tears to my eye a little bit. Like, I mean, I got a little emotional. Like, that's going to be hot. I'm not, no BS.
No get the F out of here, no BS or nothing. That song is really touching, honestly. If you listen to the words that he's saying to that joint, like that song is definitely like, it's like almost like the Tupac Keeper Your Head. Like, you know what I'm saying? That joint is like, yo, like, we need some real stuff like that coming out of the West Coast, man. And I'm like, yo. You a problem.
It's different from what I'm used to hearing, because, like, you're the first person from the West Coast that I heard that has such a diverse sound, man. I got to just make sure I get my copy of that.
Yeah, I got you. I'm getting you on Twitter right now. Don't trip.
Definitely. That's crazy right there. Yo, we got Ohio live in the building, 216. Was that hot enough for you, baby?
Yo, what's up, Lush? Go. What's up, family?
What up, why that law? You was goody, fam.
216F.com.
Good looking out. Hey, I just want to say, hey, you know what, though? I'm going to start off and say this. That's a real track, and what's going to be so fucked up, though, is I salute you. Your flow is like godly touch. It's a given. Yo, more people need to understand music, and that's a real-ass music song. Instead of making these, you know, some crazy-ass songs. That guy, you know what I'm saying, like, I go back to what he just said, you know, about the kids. That's some shit you want to teach the kids, man. You want to teach an artist how to make real music, relevant music, not irrelevant music, real music. I love that shit.
Man.
Wow.
Appreciate that, family.
Wow. It's crazy over here right now. Our artists tonight are getting so much love from all these different states. 954, what's goody with you, 954? What you think about that?
I really like the record a lot. He had a positive message in it. I mean, I'm feeling everything. I'm feeling the lyrics. I'm feeling the chorus. I'm feeling everything.
That's what's up. Were you able to listen to her Ronnie song also earlier? How'd you feel about that?
Actually, just logged on. I apologize about that.
Okay, that's what's up. We're going to play it again and stuff and everything on our Hot or Not segment also. We're going to play it again everything. But, I'm telling you, man, Mello, you got a problem right now, you and Haranis, because if you heard Haranis shit, like, I'm telling you, both of these, I mean, I'm not disappointed tonight, man. I'm hyped, yo. Y'all about to get distorted, yo.
Y'all about to feel real good right now. We feel real good right now. Definitely.
You know? So, 857 Bugsy Boston, what up, though? How you feel about that joint right there, son?
It was goody. I caught most of it from my bum-ass phone shut down on me, these fucking smartphones. I give up on these smartphones, man. But, like he said, man, before he even got into it, like he introduced me, he said, you know, cats need to sit down and listen to what he's saying, man. And he ain't lying, man. Like, he definitely did bring a nice little powerful, positive message, you know what I mean? And salute to the man doing his damn thing. Don't stop.
Appreciate you, boy.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all, absolutely, it's co-signed, it's official. The two hottest artists tonight for me is Haranis and Mello right now. They co-signed, officially stamped. Lush Radio's day home. We playing their music. I'm just mad excited right now. I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm about to say shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, 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 yeah.
Lushy done got me on my chair.
Yeah,
let's go.
Shake that. Thank you.
For real, man, I'm really proud of y'all. I love what y'all bringing, both of y'all bringing to the table as artists, and independent artists. And you guys are setting the standard, and y'all showing people examples. It don't matter where you come from, music can break boundaries on every state, every city, every country. You know, and you can hear people from different states giving y'all compliments and stuff. And I'm just saying that I'm just really proud of y'all. And this is what Lush Radio tries to provide for the people, you know what I mean? Commercial radio ain't doing this. And watch out. In the next few years, commercial radio is going to be dead. Why do you think everybody's on the internet, man? Most people, how many people listen to regular commercial radio unless they're in their car? Let's be real.
Right.
Yeah,
you're right. It's dying a slow death.
Internet radio is where it's at right now. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, man. So, I'm proud of y'all, man. And, you know, for both of y'all, what do you guys, you know what I'm saying, you know, see in the near future? You know, y'all going to venture into, like, some acting or other ventures or your own or other businesses, your own businesses, other ventures like that? Talk to us, man.
Well, right now, my future plans is actually working on my own record company, which is going to be called She's Raw Music.
And I want to start producing my own artists, and, you know, just because I'm a songwriter, so I want to, you know, just write for other artists and then, you know, just bring out my own artists, man, cause, and I know what it is to make a hit record, and I know talent. So, you know, I want to just give back that way and just start my own business that way.
That's the stuff.
Yeah.
Mello, what's good
to do? Well, you know, I'm on my own imprint right now called 4 Pound Music. You know what I'm saying? So I'm putting myself out in, a couple little young block movers, you know what I'm saying? But shit, really, I want to promote a lifestyle, so I'm going to make businesses around the lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? We already got a little brand called Eat to Live, you know what I'm saying? We promote the, the eating the salmon and things of that nature, eating healthy. Got the alkaline water, you know what I'm saying, coming out. So anything that I'm involved with is going to be something food for your brain and food for your spirit, you know what I'm saying, to get you right completely, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to promote a whole lifestyle, man. I ain't just trying to come out here and sell no cologne and no clothes. We're going to do the whole thing. We're going to get you right, head to toe, inside and out. Let's go.
Man, I just want to hug for y'all. I just want to give y'all imaginary hug.
Thank you.
I'm hugging right back at you. You can't see me, though.
No, I love y'all, man. I definitely salute y'all, man. Y'all doing some powerful things. I don't even want to interview nobody now after y'all, because y'all just too powerful, man. Y'all just cut the whole show over.
East meets west, baby.
Hey, that energy comes through, boy. It's undeniable, you know? You feel that energy.
I want you guys, to tell us some advice. The final thing, tell us some advice. You know, for up-and-coming artists trying to get into the game and the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
I'd say just stay focused, stay grinding, man. It's going to be hard. You're going to have times where you want to cry. You're going to have times where you want to give up. You're going to have times where you don't want to write no more. You want to question if this is what you really want to do, but just keep pushing through the pain and push that 10.
Yep. Dig that. Shit, I just want to leave you with this. Every time is the right time. So, you know what I'm saying? No matter what time or when things happen, that's the right time. Because ain't no mistakes in this universe. Everything is perfectly in line. So when it happens, that's your time. So, you know what I'm saying? Just keep that in mind. You know, don't look at nobody else's clock. Play with your own score sheet, like Andre 3K say. Play with your own score sheet. Your time is your time.
Wow. Like real thought.
Yo, he is mad deep. Yo, I'm going to have to hook you up, Mello, with my homeboy, my brother from another mother, Renacy, out there in the Bay Area, since he's over there. And my homeboy, DJ Hustle, he out in the L.A. area. He just did a joint with your boy, that Malone, Glasses Malone out there. He just did a mix. Yeah, G Malone. We had him on the show, too. So we definitely got to link y'all up together, since those are my West Coast fam. So you can, you know what I'm saying, work out there. I got some people, you know what I'm saying, they're good people, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just feeling the whole, you know, God, man, you're just so philosophical, dog. I'm like, yo.
Yes, he is.
You crazy.
Yo, he laughing, but this is real right now. Like,
That's what's up, though.
Very influential brother. We need brothers like that, man.
For real, you don't get that many brothers talking like you. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, motherfucker, you know, I'm like, yo,
this is real. This is the thing. You train to be what people expect you to be. You know what I'm saying? I kind of broke out of that. You know, I come from the gutter, so I don't need to portray that all the time. I got to show a different side because, you know what I'm saying? My light got to shine. You can't dim my light. It's God given. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We got to do it for the babies, man. It's about them babies.
For the babies. So, you know, whenever you see me and whenever you hear me, you hear God speaking. That's what it is.
That's what it is. And call us right now. I want y'all to give y'all final thoughts. Give them real quick. We're going to wrap up this interview, and we're going to go into our Hot or Not section. This is where we play independent artist music, and we want to get your feedback. If it's hot or not, or like my boy Bugsy says, is it lukewarm? Okay?
Wow.
Don't be lukewarm now. I'd rather be not than lukewarm, man.
Than lukewarm. That's heavy right there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's scary right there.
We're going to talk about that in a second. But I'm going to go ahead and bring my boy live in the building. David, oh, you know what I'm saying? What's your final thoughts with her honest?
Yo, I want to say, man, you got two great artists sitting right there. And I'm going to do something that everybody always talk about doing, but then they don't really give you no true support. So here's a quick little info for y'all. I'm on a panel with the D.C. Arts and Humanity Group to help people out here with the arts. D.C. government gives away $2 million a year for people who are in the arts, whether they want to learn something, do something, put on a show, whatever you want to do, as long as it's radio-friendly and you know how to write down two paragraphs about yourself and how the community can benefit from you, you do that. All you got to do is go to www.dcarts.gov or Google D.C. Arts and Humanities. And let me tell you, as a recipient, as well as the person who's on the panel, I gave away $15,000. $2,500 of that was for a guy who wants to do shows for homeless people, paying the artist and paying the venue. So we make sure the artists get treated like they're supposed to be. If you got realistic goals and realistic views, I tell you all, check your area for grant programs for for artists from the arts program, and with your local government and with your local council members, because they always got something going on. But if you don't take the time out to investigate, then you'll never be educated.
That's real talk right there. And you don't get jewels like that on any other radio station. So where you get it from? Lush Radio Online.
Lush Radio Online.
Radio.
Guru, what's your final thoughts with the beautiful young man and the young lady, man? What's your final thoughts, Guru?
Man, I'm just so proud to be a part of this show. And I'm so proud to just get the information from DCR.gov. I just got it in my mind. I didn't even jot it yet. But y'all just jot it down what he just said, and we'll be blogging the show for everybody that missed it, because this is something big. And you know we're on the groundbreaking, and we're the frontier. We're the frontier people for y'all to check out and get these jewels. And be proud of what the information that you just got, as well as the artists and the guests and the callers. Be sure to take it and say Obama for change, and be sure to be a part of the change and get wise. Get yourself interested in what you should, you know, strive for everybody. Like, that's good. That's good information. For real.
That's the stuff. And Ohio, YLOV, what's up? What you think about what's the final thoughts with the young lady in
this? Yeah, my final thoughts I just want to congratulate you, you know what I'm saying, and I wish you the best. And any journey, you know what I'm saying, whether it's music, whether it's life, whether it's family, you know what I'm saying, I wish you number of prosperity and blessings. I also want to send a personal invite out, you know what I'm saying, to my show, actually not even a show, to my event, October 17th, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, we can link up however, you know what I'm saying, and work out the litigations on what we need to do. But I most definitely want to invite y'all out to my show.
Okay.
To come and kick it with my hometown city and put on, you know, I mean, it'd be great to even put y'all on stage and show out. You know what I'm saying? Just show out.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Definitely. Why don't you follow them on Twitter, or you give them your Twitter, Y.Lobby,
yep.
So y'all can connect on that situation.
Yo, actually, I mean, you can hit me up. I can't actually get y'all Twitter right now, but mine is just Y.YDOTV is LLF, or you can just hit me up, www.y.b.com. You know what I'm saying? You can Google, you can 216championship.com, you know what I'm saying? So I'm easy to find, just Y.B. You know what I'm saying? We'll most definitely link up. Real recognize real, and real always link up. So,
Lush, get his info to me, Lush.
Okay, I got that info for you. Definitely get that for you. Because he's definitely doing his thing out there in Ohio. And I'll call her from Florida. You got final thoughts with the young gentleman and the man? The young gentleman and the young lady. I'm sitting here like, yo, go ahead. Anyway.
I mean, Les, I know I got bass on my voice, but it ain't that bad.
No, I got a deep voice too. A lot of people mistake me for a dude, so I mean, hey, it is what it is. But your voice sounds more lighter than mine, so go ahead. Not 5-4, you got final thoughts?
Well, all I can say is I really enjoyed the show. Mello was a really deep person. I mean, I like the way he speak. I mean, that boy speak the truth.
Yeah, he does.
That's what's up, bro.
And Bugsy, you got your final thoughts for the beautiful Caronis and Man with the Plan, your boy Mello.
Yeah, I definitely do, man. I just want to say, you know, appreciate y'all coming through, showing that love, you know, and just so much support to y'all. And don't stop what y'all doing, man. Y'all definitely bringing that powerful message to the people and, you know, doing y'all thing, man. Just don't stop, man. Just keep hitting them hard in the head and just doing what you do.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Will do.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely. And I got to say something real quick, and this goes out to all my D.C., Maryland, and Virginia artists, man. Let's just start thinking out the box, man. I mean, there's so much talent in this area, and I don't think a lot of us artists in this area realize how much of an impact we're making in other cities, because when I go to other cities and I'm traveling and I'm yelling out D.C., man, everybody's paying attention now. They're paying attention to us. It's our time now. We got so much talent here. Let's just all get together and just make these hit records, man, and make a difference in this industry, man, because the industry is definitely talking about D.C., so trust me, they listening. They listening, y'all.
Definitely. And that's what it is. And, you know, we appreciate both of y'all, man. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I hope everything that you guys want in life comes to pass for you guys, and always make sure that you know that Lush Radio Online is your home, away from home,
always.
You know, so you come visit
always.
Us. Always. Support y'all. And shout out to my girl, Ariel. You know what I'm saying, providing us with our boy Mello. And thanks to my man G Money and my man David Oak for providing me with her on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And definitely love you guys, man. But you guys can stay on the line with us in a second. We got to pay the bills, man, because this is our home, Team Studios, www.teamentertainment.net. They are the people that are providing us with our studio in New York. And if you're in the New York area and you was like, yo, I need to record something, I need to lay down some tracks, come to Team Studios. Team Studios, they open 7 days a week, 24 hours, you know what I'm saying? They got an engineer in there and the studio's right there. If you want to come in and you want to come through and check us out, hang with us at the studio, hit us up when you're in New York, all right? So that's what it is.
Okay.
We got to go ahead and go and play their commercial, and we'll be right back, and we're going to go into How to Not. Now, I told y'all now, if it's hot, you give them an H. If it's not, you give them an N. And if they're kind of in between, they might be lukewarm, you know. So let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into a commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you're trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
You already know what it is. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's your girl, the hostess with the most. It's your girl, Leslie Lush. And you know my super co-host representing the New Jersey area. Your one and only Future Cool 100. The whole squad is live in the building. And you know what time it is. It's time for Hot
or not. And sometimes you might be a little bit lukewarm. So tonight we're going to have some music from your boy Eddie L. Ness, an artist coming out of Team Studios. We want to get your honest feedback on the song. And also, besides that, we're going to have your boy Little One. We actually got three songs from him. And we want to know what you guys think about that, if it's hot or not. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to start off with your boy, Eddie L. Ness. We want your artist feedback. You know what I'm saying? If it's hot or not, is there certain things that you should change about that? Go ahead. We're going in. Hot or not? I told you so. Eddie L. Ness. That was Eddie L. Ness coming out of Team Studios. He's a singer on the hook, and I think it's Tariq and also Derella on the track. But and he, you know how some artists, you know, they can't blow like live. He actually can blow live. So I want to know what you think. Is it hot or not? Let me know. You know what I'm saying? You know, Hervonis, you know, coming out of the DMV, you know, what you think about that? Was that hot or not, or was it lukewarm?
It was lukewarm for me.
It was lukewarm.
It had
for you?
Potential though. It had potential though.
Okay, what do you think that it, that certain things that it, they should change about the joint? What were certain things that they should change? Was it on a rapping part? Because he's mainly the singer. He's a singer.
Oh, he got vocals definitely. He definitely has vocals. I mean, it was cool. It was cool, but you know, it just sounds like everything else I'm hearing right now, man. Like I think artists just need to step out the box a little bit more.
Okay,
but the vocals on the hook was the vocals on the hook was hot. I like the voice.
That's Eddie L. Ness right there. That's what's up. And Google, was that hot or not to you?
I like her comment, and I'm gonna tell you real brief, but I like her comment because I'm in the game and listening to this guy blow this notes not only means that you want to hear a little bit more. But once you start hearing a little bit more, you're going to see what it's all about.
just stay tuned. It's going to be a little bit more coming from him in the camp. But it's real. The music is tight. The next joint sound like So Warm. That's the name of the joint. Pay attention to that track, too. Because I can tell you what's coming. So Warm is what's coming. That's another single that's hot. Smash. Called So Warm. That's going to be like what you want to hear. Like they say, it's a little different. Making a difference, like, yeah, so, like, you know, I think it's a H right there, hot, like, because the vocals,
Why Dot Lil B, hot and not a lukewarm?
I'm sorry, the crackberry got the tripping, so, I didn't even actually get to hit a track.
Dang,
my bad,
son.
Bro. My bad, y'all. You know, the crackberry be tripping, y'all. My bad.
We gonna have to move along off of that, man. Dang, son.
My bad, y'all.
Yo, you must got, like, T-Mobile or something.
Oh, man. My man down in Florida, 954. Was it hot or not a lukewarm to you, baby?
The record was a pretty okay record. I mean, I would say it was a warm record, but the artist on the hook really did his thing. I'm actually putting the artist on the hook, but the record, like, it sounded like a record I heard before or whatnot.
Okay, let's eliminate the song, everybody. Let's stay with the person that's doing the vocals, which is actually Eddie L. Ness. Do you like his vocals?
Yeah.
Okay, that's for sure. Definitely give him a high for that. That's what I'm talking about. You heard that first from Florida. Bugsy out there in Boston. What do you think, Bugsy?
Since you clarified it up and said we only going with the vocals, I'm going to give him an H.
That's what's up. Eddie L. Ness is definitely a talented dude, and he got some more stuff that I'm going to be playing through the week on Fridays to get y'all guys feedback and see what you guys think about it and stuff like that. Now we're going to move on to my boy Little One. Little One has submitted some tracks for Hot or Not. And I want to get you guys honest feedback of what you think. He's coming out of Florida, the Florida area and stuff. So shout out to all y'all Florida cats out there. I think he got a couple of joints that he sent me. So we're gonna be playing that on Lush Radio Online. So stay tuned for that. I just got to look through the arsenal because I got so much crap in here. You know, we always got so much stuff in the joint from different artists and stuff like that. So here we go. It's Little One. You know, you got a lot of Little Ones out there, but here's this Little One MF, so don't get it twisted. He's out of the Florida area, and I want to know your honest feedback. This is one of his songs called Gimme Some. He's the artist rapping. So pay attention to the artist rapping. He's not the one singing. Let me know what you think.
Lush, why you keep saying that, Lush?
I go by the name of Lil One. MF, that is.
I love you.
And I bought a surprise for the ladies.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
Saw you, girl, I nearly lost my breath. Been a while since I hit the club, but there I was. Walking to the VIP, saw that you were eyeing me. Amazed by your sexy beauty, your body built like a goddess. Had all the women in the club, you seem to be the hottest. If ever angry, shawty, I could be your sunshine. You make your money professional while I'm on the grind. Tryna be your Superman, lead you as my lowest lane. Why complain, girl, have you ever flew in private planes? I'ma dress you up so fresh and nothing that is ordinary. Louis V and Gucci, for you, cause it's necessary.
individual. I respect all your principles. Me and you together, baby, I show you the paradise. Welcome you to my life. Let me place you in a foreign ride. The bank twice, shawty, that's not really an option. You the main attraction. Swag in your fashion. Turn me on to the point which I cannot even imagine. You're to the spotlight. Cause you dance on the floor, ma. Give me some more. Cause I'm fiending for a chance. How a one night stand leads to me being your man. So you say you got plans, but I ain't asking for much. Just wanna take you out the hood. Probably change the luck, you know. So
you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? That was Gimme Some by your man Little One MF from Florida. That's one of his songs. I want to get you guys honest feedback. I want you guys to call in right now at 347-826-7722 and let me know what you think. Harvana,
he got a high little flow though.
You like that?
Yeah, he had a nice flow. He had a nice flow, man.
You
he from Florida?
Yeah, he's from Florida, but you know, he don't even sound like a typical Florida dude, do he?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I didn't even think he was from Florida. That's why I had to ask again. Yeah, I like them. I like the song.
What he said was he described he wants to be actually a crossover artist. He doesn't want to kind of, because you know, you usually hear that somebody like applies or something like that, you know, or Rick Ross, and he wants to actually be able to expand and be like a crossover, like a B.O.B. or something like that. So,
I think
the song has potential. Google, what you think about that?
Oh, that track had a lot of bounce to it, as well as what you like about it. It's the same thing that I like. Is how it kept you moving all through the song. Like, it didn't even let you down throughout the whole song. So that means it's ready, you know, to go on the air. You know, so basically what she liked about it. I'm touching on the production. The production was really top notch. Like, I'll go with it.
That's what it is. Why that law be? What did you think about that?
Hey, I like the track, actually. I thought it was high. But what I think is amazing, though, is we starting to hear these indie artists. I think indie artists are stepping it up, because you're starting to hear artists from different states that, you know, we get this picture of what an artist should sound like if he's from Texas or from Florida or from New York. Like,
right.
They started to really step their game up and be really versatile. So I like it. I really do.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what's up. Florida 954 says you in the area. What you think about that? 954, you muted yourself again? Okay, Florida.
954 is not in the building tonight.
But Bugsy, what did you think about that, man? Was it hot or not, or lukewarm? You know your trademark is lukewarm. What you thought about that?
You know, I do normally go with the lukewarm, but I'm actually going to give homeboy a lowercase h. The only reason why that is because, you know, he got that, I'm going to say, that commercial-ready track, you know what I mean? And the reason why I'm giving him that, because a lot of dudes can kill a mixtape, but when it comes to making that radio edit song, they really can't even do it, you know what I mean? And homeboy got that radio play ready, you know what I mean? So I'm going to give him that regular h.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's up. That's some good feedback right there, son. You know what I'm saying? Artists need to know that, because, you know, a lot of artists are surrounded by yes men, and they won't tell them the truth about their music. And we here on Lush Radio Online, when we do our Hot or Nots, we don't try to rip an artist. We just try to give them corrective criticism. So you can better know that, you know, when should you, you know, if you got to go back to the drawing board, or should you not even waste your time? Maybe you need to take up another profession, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be honest with you, you know. We want to help you out, honestly, here. So,
hey, but Lush, why you keep saying, yo, don't pay attention to the singer, pay attention to the rapper? I thought we were supposed to listen to the whole song, Lush. Come on, we can't discriminate here. It's Lush Radio Online. Let's get it together.
we listening to the whole song, Her Ron is Wet.
No, you told me to listen to the rapper.
But I'm just saying because, you know, sometimes, you know, because, you know, a song might be like in between, right? But I just want to focus on the artist itself, you know what I'm saying? Like Eddie L. Ness, he killed this part, right? But maybe the rapper itself might have been like, oh, but he did what he's supposed to do, right? You know, and like say with this song, say the singer was garbage, but he murdered his part. You know. So that's what, you know, I want to give him a fair chance. You know, before we give him the lukewarm. You know.
You've been playing some good music tonight. I'm definitely impressed, man. Because I've done a lot of interviews and heard a lot of radio stations, man. And y'all got some of like the best music I've ever heard, really.
Wow, you about to make tears come out of my eye. Don't make me imaginary hug you right now, son, for real.
Aww.
Don't make me hug you. Yo, we got another one from Little One MF. This one is called Showstopper. And right. I want to get some feedback on this joint. And I'm telling you, this dude don't sound like a typical Florida dude. Are you originally from Florida? Because I'm wondering. The joint sound hot, though.
Yeah.
I'm about to play the joint right now, Showstopper.
Escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and you know you now tuned in to Hot or Not, Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. That joint right there was Showstopper from your boy, Little One MF, representing the Florida area, and we want your honest feedback. Was that hot or not, or lukewarm? Call in right now. You already know. We got the beautiful and sexy and hot body. Haranis, live in the building. What did you think about that, baby?
I loved it. I loved it. I liked it. But he has some good quality production, like I said. That's something I can definitely hear on the radio. I actually like that one better than the last one, actually.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Google, what you think about that joint? How to Not Lukewarm?
Yeah, y'all funny. I'm going to give it to Lukewarm because if it's on the same album, it'll be the joy that I'll be probably, you know, keeping on, giving on with the housework, vacuuming, and doing the dishes and all that. So
you let it play
and let it get it in. So it's definitely on point. Like, yo, let it ride. Let it ride. You already know how we do.
That's what it is. Even though I understand what you were saying, but it sounded good.
Yo,
why
that
low B, man? What did you think about that joint?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was cool, though. I'm not going to knock it. A for effort. It could come harder. That's what I think. You know, it could just come off.
So you like his first one better than this one?
Actually, yeah, I'm digging the first one because, like Bug said, you know, it's down there. It's hard as hell to make a radio track. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people can make mixtapes and throw them boys on there, but when it comes to making that edit, let's get paid off of this track. That shit, people get naive. Y'all know how to do that. So yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have that problem.
Wow. Yo, I'm
this is a DC thing. It's a DC thing, you know. You know, I rap my city all day long. I'll shout DC for the next 2 hours, man. Y'all gonna know where I'm from. So peace.
Yo, Bugsy, what did you think about that track, son?
I'm gonna have to go with my kings with this one, with the Lukewarm. And the only reason why I'm gonna get this one a Lukewarm, it's just a simple fact, like, to me, it sounds like his lyrics is being drowned out by the beat. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather hear his vocals more clearer than I did the beat. The beat was knocking, but it just sounds like he was being drowned out by the beat. And I'm a firm believer, like, words should make the beat heard. The beat should make the words heard.
Okay, I got this last one right from him. But this one isn't really mastered, but you can still hear it. Really ignore the vocals, right? Like the singing on the first part.
There you go.
Ignore that and listen to his mom on this joint and let me know if it's hot or not or it's lukewarm. This is the last joint from Lil One and stuff. And then we're going to get the fuck out of here because I know y'all been waiting. It's bubbling up inside of you, and I know y'all want to let some people have it. So we're going to do that in a second. So this is the last one from Lil One. And we want to know if you guys like it, if it's hot or not. So here we go. It's called, it's L.O. Dream. Or so, it's Dream. So I'm just going to call it Dream. Here we go. All
right.
You know me, man. They say dreams are meant to be safe. Sky's the limit. I go by the name of Lil One. And Beth, you ain't heard of me. And I bought the beautiful Miss O'Janelle with me.
They call me
but who's really great? Feet off the ground, made the choice to levitate. Dreamer, I was built for this moment. Campaign full of riders, one word cluster. Who know that I flip modes, fitting rhymes, buster. Came from a city where it's business over pleasure. A heartbreaker, trying to better myself. Over worry about the BT, forgot about me. Competing with the idols, now I'm who you hope to be. Future mogul, notice I laugh, but the route of progression, so I'm Ghost Casper. This is the life, walking to another chapter. We're good first, evil, the rest may scatter. Can't quit, nothing else really matters.
Oh,
up higher. I was in the slums, bed bugs in my mattress. Now I'm on fire with no lighter, no matches. Left with one option, grind to the max. Hope my daughter don't reap what I've done in my past. Treasure never lose my drive, heavy foot on the gas. Folks hate you when you're doing good, hate you when you're broke. There were moments in my life where I nearly lost hope. Wanted in my own life, slashed myself by the throat. Back in 06 when my mom caught a stroke. Went harder on the mic, promised I would never moat. Oh lordy, everybody, it's time we celebrate. So cheers to everybody. Yeah, buddy, make it to the top, motivated by the bright light, so I won't stop.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's always Berry. But you know what? I got this dude that was from Germany that wanted to say something to y'all, man. This dude from Germany, son. Touching Germany.
Yo, this man's beast from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Come on, it's a global pimping, baby. Yeah, we live in the building, man. You know, we're going to get into our section, get the F out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Fridays. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get your feedback about the song. And Kiki just cussed me out and told me to get the fuck out of here. She's one of our beautiful models, our Lush models and stuff. She cussed me out on the other line. She said, nigga, if y'all get me the hell up off the hoe, get the fuck out of here. But I want to know y'all feedback on Little One's Dreamers. It's not mixed and mastered, so, you know, ignore that. But the quality of the song, it's going to get mastered. But I want to know what you guys think. What you think about the beautiful and sexy her rawness? What you think about that? DMV is giving it to you.
It was cool.
Yeah. That's what's up. Goo, what did you think about that?
Definitely all right for the clubs to be banging, and, you know, the beat and was definitely hot for just, like, rocking party, so that's how I feel about it, just let that beat play. Had that damn sort of throwback.
Why not, Lil B? What did you think about that?
Yeah, my bad. I thought it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It was alright. It was cool.
Y'all sounding more like some lukewarms over there, man. What y'all lukewarming over there? Y'all lukewarming? Y'all swimming in lukewarm right now? Yo, Bugsy, what you thought about that?
you got me dying with the lukewarm. I can't believe I brought that in, man. Everybody's killing it now. But to be honest, my phone actually went off, so I actually had to take that phone call. So
your whole face is lukewarm right now. You lukewarm opening your mouth right now.
You didn't get out of here, man.
But I do want to thank you much for answering that phone call, because she was getting ready to kill me, man. She wanted me to tell you that she was ready to choke me out,
but I'm about to open her up. Right now, we got the beautiful and sexy, one of our Lush models, Kiki. Also, you know, doing her thing with straight stunting. Shout out to Kay Slay. He should be coming to the DMV September the 3rd. Beth. She called in and then she gonna hang up. I don't know. People would just, you know, I love her. And when she comes on, I'm gonna tell her, get the fuck out of here. So it's you know, I think all in all, final thoughts with little one, I think he has a lot of potential. He doesn't sound like a typical Florida artist, and I think with the right push and the right songs, I think he can do it. I think he can definitely do it.
I think so, too. I think he has potential. I agree with you.
I think he definitely could do it. And we got the beautiful Kiki live on the line. And, you know, I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of here, because you just called in and hung up and get the fuck out of here, but I love you, though. What's up, Kiki?
Don't make me smack no ass. You're about to stop that bullshit, right?
She said she's going to tase me, y'all. I'm getting threatened live on the show. I'm scared.
Kiki, look. Hey, Lush.
Kiki, say,
hi the kids, hi the wife.
What's up, everybody? Y'all going to stop that bullshit on hold so damn long.
And Kiki, you know, Kiki be calling like she's trying to hide from her stalkers or something, calling in for block numbers like the stalkers could see her number or something.
Oh, I see block numbers now.
But you know I don't block my number. You got my number all day. Stop fucking playing yourself. So listen to that bullshit.
She know I love her. I love Kiki. Kiki is so beautiful and lovely, and she's doing her thing out there on the modeling tip. She's been in many videos, and she's doing her thing. I love her to death. You know, she's the only one that can cuss me out like this, and I can still love her. You know.
And I love
so much
back.
Love on his phone tonight.
So much love. So much imaginary hug. So this is our segment where we want people to tell them to get the fuck out of here. It might be some stuff that you got rights for. Somebody might have pissed you off, or somebody you just want to just smack them today. Or just something's wrong out there in the government that you just want to talk about. Maybe your funds ain't come today. They ain't pay you right. Let's talk about it. Tell them why you mad. And you know how it goes. If you're not listening to Lush Radio Online and you ain't getting this knowledge and you ain't tuning in to any of our artists or our models live in the building or our people, you need to get the fuck out of here. Straight up. So I started it off. So I'm going to go ahead and let Kiki go ahead and get it in, you know, because she called in and I don't want to get cussed out again. So Kiki, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here.
You so stupid. Stop putting me in a goddamn spot when I call this goddamn radio show, right? You get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay, no, but I didn't get to address the artists. Y'all work is really good. I like y'all. Y'all keep doing your thing. But, you know, all I got to say is, you know, y'all song is hot and y'all video look hotter if I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? So holla at Lush Radio.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is.
And Kiki can dance, too. You know what I'm saying? She can bust a move. She can bust a move, for real. So holla at her. If you need choreographers also, too, in the background, she could do that. She's hot. Holla at our girl.
Right.
If you need somebody.
Go ahead, KK. Go ahead, KK. Go ahead, girl. All
right. Kiki, give them that Twitter and everything and all that information so they can get at you, you know what I'm saying, if they try to book you and stuff like that.
I sit on Twitter. It's Miss Kiki 101. Facebook is Kiki Kennedy, C-A-N-A-D-Y, Kiki spelled K-I-K-I. On MySpace is myspace.com/mosttalksabout. Holla at your girl.
That's what's up.
KK. All day. Oh, and for all of y'all in the DMV area, go check out my boy K-Stay with my girl, Stay Sutton. They out there going heavy tonight.
They definitely out here and stuff. Yami dog. I seen Yami on there and stuff and everything on the joint doing her little thing over there. I said, watch out now.
All day. You know, Stay Sutton in a motherfucking building.
You already know what it is. Mm-hmm. And if y'all don't know, Kiki's a Stay Sutton model also. So she's doing that thing. Shout out to K-Slay. He came through and blessed our show, too. We love him to death. And shout out to my girl out there also, Coco. You know what I'm saying? Miss Chocolate. Shout out to her doing her thing, too. And also, I want to go ahead and go in with our girl, Miss Ron, her rawness. Can you tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here? I know you wanted to tell your doctor, and I know you got some other gripes. Go ahead and let it out, man. Just release the stress, man. Let it out. Get it from your gut and let it out.
Alright, first of all, I gotta tell my daughter's school to get the fuck out of here. First of all, my daughter is she started kindergarten on Monday. They put my daughter on the wrong bus and she ended up missing for about an hour and stuck out in the middle of nowhere by herself. So I wanna tell my daughter's school to get the fuck out of here.
I think we all wanna tell that school to get the fuck out of here. Who in the hell is going to put the kid on the wrong bus? Y'all need to get the fuck out of here. That's cool. For real, all of us.
For real.
We all got babies. Shout out
to
the school. Y'all better get y'all minds right before I come slap y'all myself. Get the fuck out of here.
Shout that school out.
No, fuck
that. South Lake Elementary School, get the fuck out of here.
Word up, man. We live in the building.
How do you lose five-year-olds?
That don't even make no sense, man. Why are they even a school? I don't even understand that. That's crazy. That don't even make sense, man. It's psycho. Man, Guru, man, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, my get the fuck out of here is for everybody. If you don't tell a friend that Lush Radio Online is the number one online station for promotion, and you can get a voiceover commercial 6 days a week. Get the fuck out of here. I just told you the word is out, so tell a friend.
Word out.
And my boy, Y-Dot Loyal B, Ohio in the building. Tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, son. Because I know you be built up. Yo, you be vexed, son. Let them out, son. Let it out.
Hey, Most Def, I think my get the fuck, I got two get the fuck out of here. Most definitely. Yo, my first get the fuck out of here is for these fake-ass artists that so-called, yo, they want to be mainstream and they want to make it, but you don't even want to invest in your fucking craft. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. We're wasting our time. And my second get the fuck out of here is for these so-called business owners. I can't be 28 and you can't be double the age of me and I know how to do business better than you. Get the fuck out of here, Jeanette.
Wow, you went in. That was a low blow. Low blow right there, son. Oh, that was...
He's telling some type of way today.
Yo, Buzzy, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, Buzzy.
Oh, shit, man. My get the fuck out of here is for Earl, man. You know, you trying to come through Mass this weekend and fuck up our whole itinerary we got popping out here, man. Everybody's shutting their shit down because of the so-called hurricane. I just want to tell Earl, get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
Yo, we going hard. We telling hurricanes to get the fuck out of here. Like, we can, like, really physically fuck them. Like, hurricanes is getting the fuck out of here on Lush Radio Online. Yo, we going hard body tonight.
Yeah,
yo, I got one more, Lush.
Go ahead.
I gotta say this, this got to go out to my nigga T.I. T.I., get the fuck out of here. Did you really get pulled over in the middle of L.A. in your Maybach and you're on probation and you getting pulled over for drugs? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Dang, son, you on probation, son? Dang, you doing? Wow, man. Dang. I just have to be on a silent note on T.I. right there. You just did the joint Takers, man. Shout out to Takers, too. Chris Brown is jumping off the roofs, man. That's all I got to say. You jumping off roofs, Chris Brown.
Shout out to Chris.
All I got to say is that, you know, if you ain't handling your business right and you passing me a business card at an event and you know, damn well, you don't got no LLC. You know you really don't got no website. You really know that you is starting from scratch and you trying to act Big Willie style to impress me. You best to go get an LLC and get the fuck out of here, pimpin', and get your business together.
Yo, I think I got another one.
Hold on, you hogging his face, man. Chill, stand still.
Yo, this one gotta be out there, y'all. I'm serious.
Chill, hold on. Let me get in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Let me get in a little bit. My other little joint is, if you ain't hollering at our models, our Lush Radio Models International, which one of them is Kiki, you know what I'm saying?
And we got
our models out here in Canada, Trinidad, all over the state. If you ain't hollering at our models or hollering at us for some promo, or you ain't listening to the station, I don't care what country you in, son, then you need to get the fuck out of here and really open your mind and your horizons and really know what's really going on. Because I'm telling you, commercial radio is dead. Holla at your girl and get the fuck out of here for real. And check out Her Rawness, Mellow, and my girl Rose, and all of the beautiful people we have on the show. Because if you don't, I'm going to smack you with a 4x4. That's how I go, son. Hard body, like locker room, like in the gym, smacking cats. But anyway, go ahead, Wada Lobby. What you had to say, son? I just had to get that out.
No doubt, and that's a hard one. But I'm going to say, if you're a baby mama, have some fucking class about yourself. Quit Facebook stalking your other man's bitch. She don't want that drama. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Oh, like that's a personal problem.
Okay, hold on.
I got one for artists. I love all my artists and everything, but for y'all cats that I don't even know you, I'm not doing personal business, we never interview, nothing like that, say hi on Twitter. Twitter 101, introduce yourself. I don't know mm-hmm. you. My people don't know you. I cross-reference you, and nobody knows you. Stop dropping your music directly on my wall, because I will block you. If you don't know the proper etiquette on Twitter or Facebook, you definitely need to read up and get the fuck out of here, because I will inform you by blocking the shit out your motherfucking ass. Okay?
Here.
So that's definitely
she make you want to say that, don't she? Because she says, let's be going in. This is making you want to stand behind her and go, yeah.
Yeah, we got that right now.
She be like, yeah, whatever she said.
Yeah.
Well, but we having fun on Lush Radio Online, man. And, you know, updates, we know that not too long ago, you know, Aaliyah died. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That anniversary passed not too far ago. You know, MJ's birthday passed. Rest in peace, MJ. You know what I'm saying? The greatest that ever did it. You know what I mean? And also, anniversary of Katrina passed also. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the people they still going through. People out there in Haiti also. And also updates, we already know that your man Wyclef is running for president of Haiti. I'm going to give y'all 5 seconds to tell me what you think about that real quick. Also, on top of that, you know, your girl Kat Stacks is definitely, you know, doing collabs with Soulja Boy and other. I don't understand. I don't even know why, but
Kat Stacks, you're a rapper now. Get the fuck out of here.
We're going to give y'all 5 seconds to tell us what you think about that whole situation. And call in real quick, and I want you guys to throw your Twitters out there and all your information real quick. And we're going to wrap it up on the show. We definitely love everybody. Same time, same spot, each and every Friday. We absolutely confirmed that we're going to have Fred the Godson live in our studio at Team Studios next week, Friday. I will be in New York. We'll be live in the studio. And also, we're going to have Cuban Link live in the studio also, and we're going to have Celebrity Chef live in the building on Saturday. So if you're in the New York area, come through. Come check us. It's going down at Team Studios and stuff like that. And you know, Fred the Godson is getting crazy major play, you know what I'm saying, from DJ Enough. The heavy hitters is backing them. You know what I'm saying? Bronx stand up. Brooklyn stand up. The whole world stand up. We hear Lush Radio. We're taking the world by storm. And I just want to definitely salute all of y'all, man, that definitely support us. We support you. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We're revamping the whole website. October the 16th, we're doing our actual event. It's going down, the heart of the city in the DMV. We're going to have DJ Toof. It's going to be Slash's birthday, and we're going to be doing some other things out there, man. So come through, come rock with us, come party with us, man. Come support the movement, and we're doing things, man. I love all of y'all. 5 seconds, what do you think about Wyclef running for president? Real quick, Haroni.
I got it.
Think?
Someone please call 911.
I'm done. I'm done. That's what I think about that.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Guru, what do you think about that?
Yeah, he might want to just, you know, stick to music. I don't know what the plot is, but I'd rather see him stick to music. That's my thought.
Buzzy, what you think about that?
Sure, I thought they told the nigga he couldn't run. That's all I got to say.
That's what I thought.
I thought they had a meeting on that and told him no.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, 5 seconds. Tell me what you think about Kat Stacks doing collabos with MCs and stuff like that. Like, what's going on with that situation? What do you think about her, Ron? What do you think?
Cast that. Come battle me, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, I want to see that. God, we should get that on Grind Time. For real. Shout out to Grind Time. Fontana, what's up, babe? For real.
Everybody wants to be a rapper.
For real, Sarah Connor will be live in the building, in the studio, in the New York, in our New York studio, broadcasting live on E2K on the spot at 8 o'clock on the dot. She's going to be live, and then she's the VP of Grind Time, so check for that situation. Also, Buzzy, what you think about that? Kat Stacks doing collabo. What you think about that?
Niggas still giving her airtime, man. I don't know why niggas still promoting that. Like, I don't know, man. Niggas ain't learned. I don't know. I really don't know what to say about her, to be honest with you.
I don't know, she look weird. She look like a chicken or something. I don't know. But that's just my thought. But cool. What's your thoughts on Cat Stack doing collabos?
I mean, you know, they'll probably just do just basic studio mastering and just basically making it try to sound like something, but I don't think it's gonna go far. Like, you know, maybe one or two hits, but I don't know. I don't think nothing much of it.
Mm.
You have to make her voice sound like something. I mean, what angle are they gonna use though? Like, so.
I mean, I don't know. Her voice is like mad irritating. It's like a screeching.
Yeah.
You know how like it scratches like a wall. Just like
yeah.
So piercing and just like, I don't know, man. You know, good luck with all of the endeavors. You know, I really pray for her because she be drinking like a whole bottle of like Grey Goose to the head, like with no chaser, just for the whole bottle, like. I don't know what's wrong with her, but I pray for Cat Stacks, man. If they said she got a kid, and I just feel sorry for that child. That's all I can say. I'm just done. I can't do it. But you know, it's Lush Radio Online, man. We are the people's voice. Stay tuned. We got shows all through the week, Monday through Saturday, and we are the hostess with the mostest, from TDI all the way to Ebony, all the way to Natalya, all the way to Guru, all the way to Emma E2K.
Get a commercial.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we always got our boys, Genius, live in the building. Our boys, Bugsy, live in the building. Y.Loyal B coming through and showing us love. And we got the beautiful and lovely Haramis live in the building. Worldwide stand up. Everybody's screaming at the same time, and I don't know what everybody's saying right now. Haramis, give out your Twitter for the people again, and Bugsy and Google, give out your Twitter, man. We about to be out of here, man. Peace.
Twitter.com/her_Haramis.
Guru, I mean, we got moments of silence over here. What's good?
Yo, you can just Google me Future Guru 100, and it's at Future Guru 100. So
that's what it is. Bugsy.
All right, for the people on Twitter, still the same, Bugsy_RIP_stack. That's BUGZY_RIP_STACK. The Facebook, just throwing my Gmail. That's the real Bugsy at realbugsy13, my fault, @gmail.com. And the Bugsy's with an S instead of the Z.
That's what it is. We're going to end the show off with Haramis, just because we on Lush Radio Online can do whatever the hell we want to, because we're not commercial radio. So we can play Haramis on the gun because we feel like it. So I'm going to play this song and we're going to end it off. I love you.
Love you too.
Love you so much. Thank you.
All right, fellas. That's what it is. We out of here. Peace.
Later.
When I walk in the club and I'm looking all cute and dressed so classy, I see this rub in the corner, man, he's licking this lips, man, I think he nasty. He wanna see me shake my hips, man, I know you conversating. All you sisters, don't be hating, cause he asked me what I'm drinking. Pour that liquor in my cup, I feel this DJ turn it up. Me and my girls get the party started, but I drop in money like they're making deposits. And so when I come through, I'm looking exotic, and when I hit the door, man, I never get caught it. And that's why they call me her to the morning, and everybody know I'm the number one artist. You know I'm loving it, baby, when you're touching me, you're driving me crazy, and let your body move to the music, even when you're too stuck and make me lose it. Me and you, we doing our own show, that's right, baby, I got that bankroll. He got a camera to capture my pose, guess what, baby, come out of them clothes. Oh, I know this, that you want it, baby, you gotta let me know. Wait, you
bring me on the dance floor. Really wanna take you home. I'm not the only one that wanna get you alone. And the sun is in the club, man, you got it going on. Wanna get your number, I can call you on the phone. We can sit back with the bottle of the phone. Make you wanna lose control. Now they want me in this world, 'cause I'm pushing.